Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Looks like there will be at least one more round of U.S.-Iran talks after all the discussions, coming right up against the deadline for expiration of a ceasefire that President Trump insists he will not extend.
Two regional officials say the U.S. and Iran have signaled they will hold a new round of ceasefire talks in Islamabad, Pakistan. The officials' comments come as neither the U.S. nor Iran have publicly confirmed the timing of the talks, with Iranian state television denying any official was already in Pakistan's capital. Pakistan-led mediators received confirmation that top negotiators Vice President J.D. Vance and Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bugha Kaliba will arrive in Islamabad early Wednesday to lead their teams in the talks, the officials told the AP. I'm Charles Delezma.
Democrats could grab up to four additional U.S. House seats if Virginia voters approve a referendum. It's up for a vote today. President Trump has denounced the Democrat gerrymandering scheme, while former President Obama has appeared in ads backing it. President Trump's Labor Secretary leaving the cabinet amid multiple misconduct allegations.
The White House announced the departure of Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer, the third Trump cabinet member to be removed in the last few weeks. She has been under investigation for a series of allegations, including having an affair with a subordinate and drinking alcohol on the job. At least four other Labor Department officials have already been forced from their jobs during the internal investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An explosion at a natural gas or oil well site in Nacogdoches County, Texas last night sparked a big fire, led to evacuations, but no one was hurt. Wall Street head of this morning's opening bell. Dow futures up 231 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 73, and the S&P futures are up 15 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Here's something most people don't know. When Warren Buffett was just 13 years old, he didn't put his money into a savings account. While other kids were earning next to nothing at local banks, Buffett put $114 into a little-known investment. Today, that $114 would be worth over $15 million. And it wasn't a risky trade. It wasn't insider knowledge. It was an account that's been around since 1888. And over the last 25 years, it's averaged 29% a year. That's what happens when your money is allowed to compound. Compare that to today's savings account, paying less than 0.5% while inflation quietly eats away at your buying power. Buffett understood early, banks are great businesses, just not for savers. If you'd like to see what some investors call the 29% account, go now to ask29account.com. That's ask29account.com. ask29account.com.
Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. State police are encouraging residents to dispose of any expired, unused, or unwanted prescription meds during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. Prescription medications can be dropped off at any of the state police barracks from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, no questions asked. This biannual program provides a safe, convenient, and anonymous way to dispose of medications. During the last take back in October, the DEA collected more than 11,000 pounds of medications from 95 collection sites, spanning 28 law enforcement agencies in Maryland, including more than 1,700 pounds from state police. And Anthony Brown and a multi-state coalition have secured a federal court order blocking an attempt by the Trump administration to exclude health care providers from Medicare and Medicaid if they provided gender-affirming care for adolescents. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
on sports. What a night for the Birds in Kansas City. On 1-1. He swings away, belts the ball to center. Isbell back. Isbell watching. It's gone. Extra, extra. Everybody's coming home. A grand slam for Leody Taveras. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Leody Taveras delivered in the 12th. The grand slam propelling Baltimore to a thrilling 7-5 win over the Royals. This all coming despite the Birds being shut out on one hit until the ninth. The Taveras salami was the first of his career.
Unbelievable, man. Shout out to all the guys, too, which take a great at-bat and have this grand slam and give me the opportunity to have the grand slam, you know.
Later, manager Albernaz and the guy who at this point should be his everyday center fielder.
Can't say enough about Leody, just a professional he is, and it's great to see all the work he's put in throughout his career, like, come to life now, and I think everyone, he's shown that he can be a really good player at this level.
Coming up in 30 minutes, who should the Ravens pick at number 14? And that is done on sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. After a freezing cold start, we are looking at bright sunshine ahead of us today with temperatures ending up close to 60 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
37 degrees in Westminster, 36 in Easton, and 40 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. If you're in the Baltimore region, I can't tell you why the traffic is bad. It's just bad. All right, I can't tell you why. I'm sure you've heard Chuck this morning, and he was telling you why, but I was sitting in it just like you, okay? So if you're leaving the house and you haven't gone to work yet, leave a little earlier if you're taking 695 or 95. Just, a little piece of advice here, okay? Because it is bad. Now, of course, we got lots to talk about today. We have some national stories to discuss. We do. We will talk a little bit about the Iran updates as well. But, of course, I want to start locally. And I do want to talk about the new superintendent, obviously, for the Baltimore City Public Schools, Dr. Jermaine Dawson. And he's coming in from Philadelphia, but also from Birmingham, but also from... He hasn't really kept a job for very long. You know, he likes to bounce around, right? Maybe, that's just his thing. Well, anyways, we'll get into that in just a second. But as I mentioned that to Sean Casey just now with Casey and Company, I'm all in on this Towson University story, and I just kind of want to just bring it to the forefront if I could, and possibly you missed it. But this is a very scary situation, so I wanted to talk about it briefly. In case you didn't hear, there is a Peeping Tom situation. And I say situation because, unfortunately, there may be more than one at Towson University. Now, from my understanding, Towson enrollment is, as on track as it usually is. But when you hear stories like this, I think any parent would be very cautious and think, all right, wait a minute, what is going on campus there in Towson? Because if you remember correctly, they've had instances of armed robberies. They've had instances of sexual assaults there on campus. And, I'm not saying that it's always been, picture perfect at Towson. It hasn't been. But this Peeping Tom thing is really, really concerning. Okay. Now, first and foremost, as any young woman, you know, you're going out there into the world. And you know what? Dads, brothers, you know how this is if you have daughters or sisters. And it's her first time leaving home. And now she's on college campus. And you would think that she's somewhat safe, right, on the campus there, even if she has off-campus housing. And you would think that there would be police around and campus security. And you would think that, you know, maybe a peeping Tom would think about that before going to someone's window. Well, I just wanted to read this to you quickly because, again, I don't have the audio. I actually didn't hear about this story, as I mentioned to Sean Casey, until I got in the car this morning. So I apologize that I'm not up to speed on this as much as so many of you may be already. But the Bonner County Police, I'm reading this from Channel 11, by the way. The Bonner County Police are investigating multiple peeping Tom incidents reported around an apartment complex in Towson. The police are urging community members who live in the area of Donnybrook Apartments to be vigilant after reports of suspicious male subjects looking through windows. Now, this young lady comes forward and she gives her full name, which I don't like already. I don't like it. To all of her roommates, please stop, okay? You can definitely come forward, talk about what's going on. I'm going to just call her Chloe, okay? Chloe, a student at Towson University, said some of the incidents happened to her. She said it began in September when someone reported to police that a man was filming through her windows while installing a security camera, which has since captured several similar occurrences. Okay, so Chloe originally reported this back in September. Okay, here we are in April, going into May. So this has been going on for quite some time. Again, to the fathers, the brothers, the uncles, imagine your daughter, sister, or niece, and then to all the women out there like myself, imagine going through this since September, right? I mean, think about that for a second. She says, you know, this is her quote, "I'm very scared that it might escalate. I would be afraid too." Again, this is most likely her first time living away from home. Now, on April 18th, her security camera recorded a video of a man peering into her bedroom window. This is what Chloe said. She said, "The guy came up to my window, looked through, peered for a couple of seconds, couldn't see anything. And then he went up on the hill behind our building and you could see him smoking a cigarette. Standing there, smoking a cigarette. She could see him." Now, a month earlier, her camera captured video of another man walking up to her window. This is a different guy, looking inside for a few seconds and then walking away. Similar footage from April 9th shows the man approaching her window around 10:45 p.m. Okay, now you're talking about 11 o'clock at night. Chloe says they glance at our windows, whichever window it is, whether it be my window or a roommate's. If there's like even a slight crack in the window, they'll usually get up and look into that crack. Now, of course, she is concerned because of the other incidents. She says they're not sleeping well and they've got a lot going on. Of course, the news release, their police are urging everybody to lock and secure their windows, blase, blase, blase. But here's another piece of the story that I heard as Chloe was speaking, you know, to a reporter. She said that she might have fear, and this is why she thinks there's all these different men coming up to her window. She fears that there was a video that was recorded, by the way, of Chloe at one point in time. She saw the one video. She doesn't know if there's more. But there was one time where she caught somebody, and he was actually filming her. So she has a fear that that video is online somewhere with her address. And that is why she believes that there are other peeping Toms showing up at her exact address, at her exact window. Chloe, I don't think you're wrong. When we found out about all the things that have been going on, whether it's people with child pornography, whether it's Tyler Robinson on Discord with his furry boyfriend or whatever the heck that is, when we find out about all these things, you then think about stuff like this. Chloe, I think you're right. And it's unfortunate. And that is just my opinion. I think that her video is out there. And I think that there is an address attached. And I think there's probably a secret website or chat, you know, board where people are getting together that are peeping Toms and they're sharing this information. Yes, I do. I believe that 100%. There's no way that there is a coincidence of all these different guys. And by the way, on this report here with Channel 11, if you want to check it out, there's the actual Ring camera footage from Chloe's house. And there are different guys in these videos. It's not the same guy every time. It's not her imagination. ladies, please make sure that you are, you know, if you have the capability to have a security camera, what have you, to the police department. As you can see, this is very concerning. I'm sure you're all over this. I am hoping, I mean, this has been going on since September, according to Chloe. I'm hoping that you guys have decided to put an unmarked vehicle by Chloe's apartment building so you can finally catch one of these perverts. I'm hoping. I'm praying. Again, this is most likely her first time away from home. I wanted to just bring to you as well. Yesterday, we were talking about all the problems at White Marsh Mall. We were talking about the problems at Towson Mall. On Saturday, there's already a link-up that's scheduled at Towson Mall with a bunch of chaotic teenagers. So I reached out to the spokesperson for our county executive, Kathy Doesn't Want to Work, Clausmeyer. I reached out. Now, of course, he told me he's going to circle back, but this isn't the first time that he's going to circle back, right? So I feel confident sharing this conversation because, honestly, I don't think he's going to circle back, okay? So I asked her spokesperson if she plans to make a statement about the two teenagers that were arrested over the weekend at White Marsh Mall for armed robbery. Is she going to make a statement? He said, I will check and see. That was the first response I got from him. I said, if you can imagine, there's a lot of people very upset about the uptick in crime and violence across Baltimore County. There's a link up that's already scheduled for Saturday. Do we know what's going on? Is she going to make a statement? He said, well, just so you know, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. I said, check this out, Mr. Turner. Okay. We, the people, the public that pays her salary and yours, we don't care about what's going on behind the scenes. We care about what's going on in front of the scenes, okay? We are the public. We want transparency. We pay your salary. You can't pay your bills without us. So you're telling us that things are going on behind the scenes, but yet we're seeing more crime and violence. So whatever's going on behind the scenes, it ain't working. So now we want it in front of our faces. Again, he said he's going to circle back. I said, look, I understand you're just doing your job. I get that. And I hope you don't take this personal. But there were many choices for county executive when Johnny O went off to Congress. She put her name in the hat because we all assumed that she wanted the job. We all assumed she wanted to do the job at the best of her ability because that's what she said. I said, now, last week she gave us a video for the space launch for Artemis II. We got serious crime and violence. We now got Peeping Toms with an S and Towson University scaring college students. And you're telling me we still don't get a statement from Kathy Doesn't Want to Work, Clausmeyer? Now, I don't know if she's listening to the show today, but best believe, yesterday we talked about that whole situation at the malls for 2 hours on this show. You know what I did? I sent him the link to the show. And I said, Mr. Turner, if you could, if you have time, perhaps you and the interim county executive could listen to the first 2 hours of this show so you can hear not just me complaining about this madness. You can hear all of your constituents complaining about the madness. If you go on Facebook or any social media, wherever it's talking about all this stuff in Baltimore County, there are hundreds and hundreds of comments from people that live here. They've had enough. We had the option of Jim Brochin. Jim Brochin wanted to address the juvenile crime. Scott Schellenberger, the state's attorney in Baltimore County, he clearly wants to address the juvenile crime. He just got a really, honestly, congratulations to Scott and his prosecutors. The guy that was shot almost to death in Rogers Forge, they were able to actually prosecute those teens to the best of their ability, and they will spend time behind bars. So you have a state's attorney willing to put the law in place, and you still won't come forth? Yeah, my foot is going to be on your neck because this is ridiculous. And now you got a bunch of scared teenage girls at Towson University not knowing when some pervert is going to show up to their window. Still no comment. And she, by the way, Kathy Doesn't Want to Work, Clausmeyer, she's a woman herself. You're going to have to say something, okay? You're going to have to say something. I understand you're not running for re-election, so maybe you don't give a damn. But it would be ashamed if you had all of those stores in White Marsh Mall or all those stores in Towson Mall decide to put their taxes in escrow until you got off your butt and addressed the situation. That would be a shame, wouldn't it, Kathy? Maybe she doesn't understand how dire this is. So I'm going to continue to call her office until she says something. That's what I'm going to do. And as a taxpayer that lives in Baltimore County, I am very invested in this situation. You've got business owners leaving the state as fast as they possibly can. And I don't know if you guys saw, there was a report out this morning. Chris Papps has it up on his social media if you want to take a look at it. We already knew that Haven Shoemaker, the Carroll County State's attorney, we already knew that he was resigning. He's not running for re-election. Do you know where he's headed? Well, it was announced this morning, he's headed to North Carolina. Yeah. He said he's had enough. He said he's tried his best. He's out of here. The state's attorney for a red county, he's had enough. Now you're telling them what? They can't work with ICE? I mean, just think about it. What if these peeping Toms are illegal immigrants? What if they're illegal aliens? What if they are what they call undocumented? What will happen then? Were the pretty little girls, the students at Towson, will they have any relief? I don't know. Because if the cops stop them and it turns out that they have a deportation order and they can't actually work with federal partners, what's going to happen? Nothing is the answer. Nothing will happen. These girls have already been dealing with this since September. Here we are in April. Unacceptable. Anyways, if you guys want to weigh in, you can. Like I said, we're going to get into the Baltimore City, superintendent. We will get into that because that also seems like a disaster. I'm going to remain optimistic. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Yeah, I'm fired up. I am, because this is really, it is a dangerous situation. What if one of those girls happens to get really fed up and walks outside to confront one of these peeping Toms? What happens then? Could we possibly have another Rachel Warren or another Kayla Hamilton situation? You see, these legislators in the state and across the counties, they have no idea what they're doing. God forbid it's one of their daughters dealing with this on a daily basis. We get back, we'll continue this conversation real quick. Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help you keep your joints flexible, moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and research-backed Green Lip Muscle Complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting a better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus and get one free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill? The possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead. It is gone. It is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. I know. Wasn't on the show plan. Talking about the Peeping Toms with an S in Towson, Maryland. Apparently, they're on the off-campus apartments there. And the young lady, Chloe. Again, ladies, please don't give your full name. I love you too much. Please don't do that. But there's a young lady by the name of Chloe who's reported peeping Tom since the month of September. It's now April. Going into May. And they're still coming to her window. And it's more than one. And I agree with her. I think her video, whatever the peeping Tom posted her video, I think her address is out there. I think it's attached to the video. And I think it is basically, putting herself in more harm's way because I think it's attracting more peeping Toms, more perverts that want to come to her window. Now, when she was explaining this video to a reporter, she says, yes, she turned to her window. This is the first time she saw this guy. Turned to her window. The guy had his camera on record. She can see that part because remember it has that light, the red light on it? She can see that because it was so dark. Now, she said it was so hot that night that she wasn't wearing any clothes. And she fears that that nude video is online somewhere. That happened in September. It is April. This is the first time we're hearing about it. Also, keep that in mind. Why the hell is that? Why isn't there a huge notice going around about these peeping Toms? Why aren't we alerting everybody on Towson University's campus? Why are we just now hearing about this? Sorry, this is the mom, I guess. This is Kim Klasick, the mom. Because if this is where my daughter was, oh, hell would be broken loose. Let's go to the phone lines here. I've got Mark in Baltimore. Mark, sad situation in Towson.
Well, first of all, good morning, gentlemen. Way to go, Orioles, yesterday in 12 innings in Kansas City with a win 7-5. Mazel tov. All right, here's a question I have for the apartment management. Now, if this happened all the way in September and so forth, why have not the manager hired 24-hour security guards to patrol inside and outside the perimeter of the buildings? Also, why have the manager not installed either a fence or, if they can, or architecturally speaking, or depending on the ground level, to institute at least a buffer or either a fence or a wall, a high wall or whatever, at least 6 to 10 feet away at the amendment from the windows and all that? Why is that no sense has been put on the buildings or anything to light up the background area, and since it was so dark, particularly at night where these perpetrators were congregating, as we say? Why have they not cut down if there are any bushes or anything? I don't know what the layout is or anything like that. And why have there not been security, you know what I mean, all kinds of things that management could have done? I'm sure the ladies have complained to management. I don't even know if the management of the facility or facilities have done anything or even considered anything. What do you know about that?
Oh, Mark, those are all great questions. You're right. There shouldn't be floodlights out there. This should, I mean, like I said, Baltimore County Police, and I don't know what they've done so far, and I hope that they're listening. There should be an unmarked vehicle outside of that building so they can catch some of these guys. The problem also, Mark, with the laws in the state, if they catch one of these peeping Toms, what will happen to him?
Or her. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. You are so right. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you for being inflamed about this 100%. Wish you shalom and all.
Thank you. You too, Mark. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mark is absolutely right. You know, where are the floodlights? Where are the cameras? Because remember, the young lady said that they put cameras on their own windows. Where is the apartment building complex? Where is the management? Where is everyone? Where is someone from Towson University? And again, why are we just now hearing about this? I did ask earlier, where was our fearless interim county executive? She's been there since September. And Marty says, Kathy was put there to do what she was put to do. Absolutely nothing. Sorry, but I called it from day one. Yeah, Marty, you did. You did. You called it from day one. I just, you know, I guess as a mother, as a woman myself, I can't imagine any woman, including the county executive, I can't imagine you hearing this story, seeing the videos. It's not like they don't have any proof of the peeping Toms. They have proof. The young lady is handing over the video to Channel 11. It's more than one person. Mark, thank you for pointing me out. I guess it could be a female. You never know these days. Maybe they identify as male. I don't know. So stupid these days. You have video evidence. You've got what you need. And yet here we are just talking about this in April. The school year's almost over. These poor women have endured this the entire school year. They got in there, what, August? The last week of August? They've been enduring this the entire school year. I know some people hate when I yell, so I want to apologize. I know you have the volume up. I'm sorry. It makes me so livid. So livid. And I'm sorry to the girls, to Chloe, to your roommates, to every young woman that has been dealing with this. I'm sorry that we're just hearing about it. Again, I will reach out again to Kathy Klausmeier's spokesperson, and I will ask, will there be any statement on the Peeping Toms? Anything? Can we have anything? Coming up next, if you want to weigh on this, you can. Also, the Baltimore City Schools' new CEO.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On the eve of the expiration of the Iran war ceasefire, the U.S. and Iran do plan another round of talks in Pakistan. President Trump has threatened Iran with another round of attacks if there is no deal to end the war. The president's labor secretary is out. Lori Chavez DeRemer is facing multiple misconduct allegations, and those allegations are the subject of an investigation. It is Election Day in Virginia. All eyes are on the Commonwealth. A Democratic gerrymandering scheme with national implications is on the ballot in Virginia. Two Southwest Airlines planes had to take evasive action, avoiding a mid-air collision over the weekend over Nashville. An air traffic controller directed one pilot to turn onto the path of another. The planes did land safely, and there were no injuries in that close call. This is SRN News.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered.
Kabam!
That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Shut out on one hit through eight innings, things look glum for the Birds as they batted in the ninth. Down to their last strike with Sam Bisaio at the plate.
Line to left center field. That ball's in the gap. Beavers coming home. Alonso to third. Bisaio has tied it.
There you go, Big Sam.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Bisaio's two-out, two-strike opposite field single kept the game alive. And then in the 12th, it was Leody Taveras. Come on down.
On 1-1. He swings away. Belts the ball to center. Isbell back. Isbell wants it. It's gone. Extra, extra. Everybody's coming home. A grand slam for Leody Taveras.
Taveras slam, the first of his career. And the O's, with Cameron Foster on the hill, withstood a Royals rally in the bottom half to prevail 7-5 last night in Kansas City. After the game, a lot for manager Albernez to cover, but he made a point to single out Bisaio.
He's dangerous in the box, no matter what. And it was great to see him, I wouldn't say not trying to do too much, but he has power to all fields. And to him, just to take his hits the other way, were huge.
The encore tonight at 7:40, Shane Boz will throw for Baltimore. Ravens news, the front office, of course, consumed by the upcoming draft. First round is Thursday night, Baltimore with the number 14 pick. The prep for the draft this year has been different for Eric DaCosta. If for no other reason, the coaching staff is new, and what they're looking for in a player, also new.
I think our coaches have done a really, really good job of sort of explaining their vision for the player.
Coming up in 30 minutes, DaCosta assesses two potentials for the Ravens at 14. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Your Fox 45 forecast. After a freezing cold start, we are looking at bright sunshine ahead of us today, with temperatures recovering nicely into the upper 50s to near 60. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures back in the upper 40s, and then we'll start to warm back up. So by Wednesday, we are back in the low 70s. We do have a few showers possible, and the upper 70s will follow both Thursday and Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. So what's your advice for those thinking about selling this year?
Hey, Sean, great to see you. It's obvious that the market is moving quickly, so the best advice is don't take any chances with the average agent. If you want to sell your home for the most money, get it guaranteed in writing up front. Sellers who have been listening for a while know that I have upfront written guarantees for every situation, but may not know I serve the entire Baltimore metro area and surrounding counties, as well as lower PA. Let me show you how I sell 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more than the average agent. So on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket. My upfront written guarantee is simple. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
Simple and straightforward. Call or text right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
All right, I promise I've calmed down just a little bit. I promise. All right? I know. It's so difficult for me, as you guys know. I mean, the one thing that you could always say, like, I hope, you know, I don't want to die anytime soon, but I hope at my funeral people will talk about just how much I love my daughter, because that is the truth. She is my life. She's my world. I say she's the love of my life. She is everything. And I can't imagine her going through a situation like this young lady Chloe is describing with these peeping Toms, and knowing that there is a video that was taken of her nude as she was laying in bed. She knows that. She saw the recording. She jumped up. And I can't even imagine what she's going through. Okay? So just think that that video could be out there somewhere. And here's this girl, you know, trying to be successful in life, going to college. There could be a video out there that could, at some point in time, haunt her even more beyond this whole peeping Tom situation. I know her parents are probably very upset. Donna, I saw your comment there on Facebook. Donna said, what about closing the blinds, the curtains, all that stuff? So from my understanding, from what you could see there on the videos, Donna, and yes, that's a great idea. It looks to me like when they try to open the windows, when it's warm outside, it looks to me that's when they ended up, you know, with the blinds. Because she even said, even if there's like a tiny, tiny crack where they're trying to ventilate some air through, that person, you know, that comes to peep in her window, they will be looking in the tiny, tiny crack of that window. So it happened in September, and then it sounds to me like it's really ramping up now because we just had these warm days, and they most likely had to open the windows. That's what it sounds to me, okay? And if you see the video, there's one video where there are blinds. There are blinds on the window. And so you can tell where they had them shut, but the one video that she sent over, you can see the guy literally trying to get his eyes to peer through that crack where she had the window opened, for ventilation. Ooh, oh man. I'm going to get to your text messages here in just a second. We are going to talk about the new superintendent at Baltimore City Schools. I will say right off the bat, he sounds better than the one we currently have. So I'm a little optimistic about that piece of it. But we'll get into his resume and everything in a second. I've got Terrell and Owings Mills. Terrell, did you want to weigh in on the peeping Tom?
Sounds like she needs reparenting, because I had foster sons, okay? And the first thing I told him, if they were going to go out there and do anything, to use protection. Use protection. Now, you got, you heard the reparenting stage, right?
No, because it sounds like you're blaming the victim here. So go ahead and explain us.
Don't be putting words.
No, I want you to explain.
See, that's what you do.
You just asked me a question. I just answered. Explain what you mean, Terrell.
What I mean is that, Kim, here you are. Donald Trump put his hand up a young girl's dress. You don't say anything about it. Nothing. And all these things, he was accused of...
he was accused of putting his hand up a dress. No woman has come forward for that. But go ahead and get back to the peeping Toms.
But you're protecting Donald Trump.
Okay, I can't even do this right now because I can't. I can't. Terrell, I try so hard with you. And everybody that listens to the show knows that I try so hard with you. And I am a very open-minded person. I'm a very nice person. I might be too nice sometimes to other people. Okay, but I'm not doing this to you. Okay, reparenting, I don't know what the hell that means. All I know is there are young girls, and you're talking about protecting themselves. These girls are like 19 years old. What do you want them to do? Go outside of their apartment complex? They're on the first floor. You want them to go around the building and try to confront some of these peeping Toms? Do you know how crazy that sounds? Now, of course, you might not mean that, but guess what? You couldn't even get to your point so that we can understand what the hell you're talking about because you're too busy with your Trump derangement syndrome. Terrell, try again next week. My God. If we can just stay on task for just a little bit. I've got enough ADD on my own. I don't need yours on top of it. Let me go to the text line here. Let's see. Scott says, the same people that don't care about the peeping Toms looking at naked girls are the same people that are okay with men in girls' locker rooms going looking at naked girls. The Democrats. Scott, you know what? I didn't even think about that. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Same thing, different location. Dale, I got to stop yelling because I do. People tell me I yell. I don't mean to, and I apologize because some people do have the volume up really loud, and I don't mean to. And some people, they'll tell me they're like, they've got the headphones on, and they're like trying to like, you know, use the lawnmower, and here I am screaming. So I apologize for that. And let me stay calm. Dale says, good morning, Kim. My question is, where are the blinds, the shutters, the curtains on the windows? Yeah, Dale, we just went over that one. So I'm sure you heard that one as we were answering Donna. Ron says, Kim, frankly, I expect more failure from the new Baltimore City Police School superintendent. All right, Ron, we'll get back to your text there in just a second because we are going to talk about that. Let's see. John just joined us from Rumble. Thank you, John, so much. We've got Daniel who says, I'm still single without children, but if I ever have a daughter, I am strongly resolved to never send her to an institution without personally inspecting the place to ensure her safety. That peeping Tom situation is extremely alarming and far beyond unacceptable. I may be over paranoid, but that's my take on it. Daniel, you're not paranoid. You are not paranoid, because I do think this is at another level. Again, this is just speculation on my part based on what Chloe just described, and that is there are different peeping Toms, different guys, and she knows about the video that was recorded. That guy got away with a video of her naked. She believes it's on one of these private group chats. As we heard, there's Discord, there's all these other things. She thinks it's on one of those private group chats with her address, and that's why there are all these people showing up. Disgusting. Mark texts in, does Chloe's dad love his daughter? Kim, as good fathers, we love our daughters just like you love yours. The peeping pervert concerns me more than ever. Mark, and I don't know where they're from. I guess, you know what? It's funny because I was listening to the report and I was trying to hear if she had some kind of accent or anything, you know, if it was like a southern accent. I couldn't tell. Let's see. Craig in Baltimore said, Kim, the Dems will probably draft legislation to create safe spaces so that the perverts can do their peeping Tom crap without interference from any pervert bigots like yourself. You know what, Craig? I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. Alex says, thank you for not giving that you-know-who airtime. Okay, so now I understand. Yeah, I don't know where Terrell was going with any of that stuff. I mean, you know, when you call the show, by the way, you're supposed to, just so we know, okay, this is the lay of the land here. When you call the show, usually you have, at the most, 2 minutes. I know people go over that all the time. I know some people don't even use the whole 2 minutes. And I try to be accommodating every single time. But you got to get to your point, because when you don't get to your point, yes, people listening to the show are not so happy with you. Let's see. Gene says, good morning, Kim. Chloe needs to meet the eye at her open window with pepper spray. I have some with blue dye in it to aid law enforcement. You know what, Gene? That would be great, too. That would be great. I wonder, though, because, you know, every person is different. And You know, you ever see, like, some people, when they get scared, they completely freeze, right? It's like the flight or fright situation. They completely freeze up, and they don't do anything. And they can't move. They're, like, paralyzed with fear. And so, you know, these girls are so young. I do wonder if that's, you know, the case there. And then we were watching. Remember that case? Was that Iowa, Brian, the producer? I can't remember. With Brian Kroberg or something. The guy that ended up coming into that off-campus house and killing those girls. And there was two guys that were there, too. There was all these students that were killed in this house. Is that Idaho? Okay. I can't remember exactly, but one of the girls that was lucky to get away from all that, if you remember, she was on the downstairs level, and she said that she was paralyzed with fear, and she didn't even know what to do in that moment. And she was hearing, you know, stuff that was going on upstairs. I don't know if you guys remember all that, but I remember listening to her testimony and thinking, I can understand this. She's 19 years old. She's probably never been in this situation. She's probably from a rural area where she never even heard of this situation. And she probably had no idea how to react. And I get it. And that's why my heart breaks for these girls. I got my friend Romaine in Baltimore. Romaine, can you believe this story?
No, I cannot. But, Kim, I just want to say I was so proud of you for going off on that fool. I was wondering how long it was going to take you to shut him down. I was in the car. I'm on my way to work, cracking up. I said, yes.
Well, when you talk about girls and peeping, yeah, it sounded like he was going to blame the girls. And I, you know me, right. that's a big no.
Fool. All he knows is Trump. Trump ain't got nothing to do with this conversation.
No, not at all. Not at all. Romaine, thank you.
I was so proud of you, but I was thinking the same thing. Was the curtains open? But they already answered that, so...
Yeah, yeah.
They need security. I agree with that caller. They need security.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And hopefully, you know, now that this has been out there, Romaine, because they did put the apartment complex name out there, so hopefully the management is getting some phone calls as well.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Romaine, thank you so much, and I appreciate you as always. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so proud.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good week. Thank you. Romaine calling in like a proud sister. I know. But you know what? And I do. I try to give him so much leeway. And I don't know what he was saying with the reparenting. And, you know, maybe I could Google it later. But, you know, to me, to say that the girl needed reparenting. No. I mean, here she is in her own room, in her own apartment, trying to sleep and trying to get an education. Is it the girl that needs reparenting, or is it the disgusting peeping Toms? Maybe they need reparenting. I don't know. All right, so I'm going to get back. I see that there are a couple comments about Terrell. We'll just leave that right there. Let's see. We'll see if there's any other text messages here. Marty did ask, is there no description of the peepers? Well, Marty, here's the thing. Like I said, you guys could go check it out. Channel 11 has a story. The video that was submitted by Chloe, you can kind of see that this is a person. Well, again, there's different people, but there was one person that you could see a little bit better because he was so close to her window. I'm assuming he was one of the guys trying to look through the crack, but he has on like this blue hooded sweatshirt. And if I was to guess, I would say that he's either Hispanic or light skinned black. Okay, and that is based on the Ring camera footage from the guy in the blue hoodie that's really close to the window. Now, I don't know. There was one camera footage that she sent over. The guy was so far away, you could not see, you know, skin color on that one because he was so far back from the window. But I don't know. And that's why I brought up the question earlier, you know, what if this is a situation like Rachel Warren where the guy was undocumented? Remember we had, and God bless state's attorney Allison Healy, she really is phenomenal. But she was in here from Harford County, and she talked about how they, you know, they had no idea who this person was. They had DNA. They didn't have his DNA in any database, and here he is undocumented. And luckily, they were able to match that DNA to a case in Los Angeles, and then they got that, remember the Ring camera footage that they got as he was leaving the porch outside that house, and she was explaining that to us? So he was there at the time. I didn't know this until Allison told us, but he was was there sexually assaulting a young lady, and it was the brother that was able to get him out of the house, and he was able to call the police and got that footage over to police. And that's how they got the footage. That's how they got something on this guy. But here, think about it. You've got Izzy Patoka and Julian Jones, Pat Young. You've got especially Izzy. They're all running on making Baltimore County a sanctuary county. These peeping Toms could absolutely be here undocumented. They could be absolutely sharing, some of this footage, whether it's online or whether it's with each other. We don't know, unfortunately, of Chloe, as she said, that there was some kind of recording out there. We don't know. But here's why you've got to have people here in your county, in your state, and in your damn country documented. We might not ever get to the bottom of this. This is why it is so important to do that. I wanted to read this to you really quickly before we go to break here. Because you know me, I troll just a little bit online. Delegate Nick Allen, and we're going to be speaking to, don't forget, Glenn Gilhart, 10 o'clock. He's going to be joining us in studio. He's running in District 8, so he'd be running against Delegate Nick Allen. This is a post from Delegate Nick Allen yesterday. He says, House Bill 107, the Intelligent Speed Assistance System pilot program. Okay, so of course, it's another program, a pilot, right? Another study, right? This is what Delegate Nick Allen, he loves a good study. Anyways, he says, creates a pilot program with the MVA, the motor vehicle, that uses intelligent speed assistance technology to stop, quote, super speeders from going over the speed limit. It offers an alternative to license suspension and helps to protect everyone on Maryland's road. So again, House Bill 107, apparently it did pass, and that's why he posted this. So of course, you know me. I'm in the comment section, and I'm like, wait a minute, super speeders? And it's a technology to stop them from going over the speed limit? Offers an alternative to license suspension? What's the alternative, number one? And what if they are here undocumented and don't have the license to begin with? How do you stop that super speeder, Delegate Nick Allen? Again, you don't, and you can't. This is why the sanctuary stuff is stupid. You want to stop super speeders? So do I. If they're here illegally, and they don't have a license legally, even those that carjack individuals and run through our streets and get away with it every day, how do you stop them with House Bill 107? You can't. It's stupid. And he votes, again, Delegate Nick Allen voted for 287G ban. He voted for the Community Trust Act. And he's voting for everything that helps us become a sanctuary county in Baltimore County. Again, don't forget to vote out Delegate Nick Allen because he's an idiot. And he also votes on stupid bills. All right. We get back. We'll wrap up this conversation. Before we go, I do want to tell you about my friends at Glen Burnie Transmissions. Speaking of Glen, don't forget, he's coming up at 10 o'clock. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Now, whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You've got free area towing and financing available, so all you have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There will be a deadline. That deadline could be as early as this Wednesday if these talks don't go well. But the strategy is working. You know, we've been bleeding the Iranians dry. There's no other way to put it. We are on the verge of a great military success. And when I hear the arguments in favor of just outright winning this thing militarily, it is safer for our own military, safer for the region, but more catastrophic to a lot of innocent people that will be impacted by it. And the president's first choice is not to do that for the sake of the people in Iran. And is he ever going to get credit for that? No, he will not.
keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, paying 70, 80, 90 bucks a month to big wireless companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile for unlimited data, that is insanity, especially when Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my wireless company, they will give you unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99 a month. That's unlimited high-speed data at Pure Talk. Used to start at 55 bucks a month, but because Pure Talk, they're constantly pushing to give you more for less. Right now, unlimited high-speed data, $34.99 a month. Remember, they use the same cell towers as all these overpriced big carriers. You get the exact same service. Now, their U.S. customer service team is standing by to help you make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. You dial #250 on your cell. You say the keyword save now and claim unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99. #250, keyword save now, make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Car crash, slip and fall, workplace injury. Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Right. So we get back, we'll talk to Glenn Gilhar about his race to District 8 and then also a lot of these bills that were passed this session. I know he's got his book with him. We'll go through that. Also, we'll talk about the new superintendent of the Baltimore City Schools. He starts in July, so we'll get into that as well after we speak to Glenn. And then, in case you missed it, Governor Westmore was in Virginia yesterday to influence voters to vote for redistricting. It is Election Day in Virginia, so we'll get into that. And then also the Supreme Court decision that Trump administration will have to apologize for, and that is the tariff refund. Okay, so we will get into that conversation as well. Angela in the text line says, can't even say once they catch this guy with the Maryland laws, he would be out the same day or even sent home to his wife with a smack on the wrist. Yeah, Angela, you're right about that. The Peeping Tom, I guarantee you, they don't have any laws on the books that would really do anything in regards to the Peeping Tom. Kathy in Essex says, unfortunately, if they're caught, they end up being a teen or illegal, nothing will happen. That is sadly our justice, or I should say no justice system in Maryland. May God keep those girls safe. Yes, Kathy, so true indeed. Let's see. Mark says, Kim, you do need a timeout. Okay, all this yelling is a little bit, a little much. I apologize. I do apologize. And Joan says, thank you, Kim. Every human being should be outraged by this Peeping Tom and not offering excuses. And that's Joan's first time texting in the show. So thank you, Joan, so much. And I would think that everyone's outraged. I would think so. And I don't know the whole deal about reparenting that Terrell tried to lecture me about today. I thought about it. I'm not going to Google it. I'm just going to act like it didn't happen. All right? That's what I'm going to act like. All right, coming up next, Glenn Gilhar in studio. And then after that, we'll talk about the new CEO at the Baltimore City Public Schools. Stay right there.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. On the eve of the expiration of the Iran war ceasefire, it looks like the U.S. and Iran will engage in another round of talks in Pakistan. The sticking points.
Mr. Trump wants the Strait of Hormuz reopened, and the U.S. also wants Iran to hand over its stockpile of enriched uranium, which is something that Iran has declared a non-starter. The Iranians are seeking a pledge from the United States and Israel that the conflict won't resume, wants reparations for damages caused by the war, and relief from long-running sanctions. And, of course, on Sunday, President Trump again warned that the United States would destroy every bridge and power plant in Iran if it rejected the United States' terms.
The BBC's David Willis. Shoppers picked up their spending in March from February, but much of the money was spent on fuel. A spike in gas prices resulting in a hefty 1.7% gain last month after the revised 0.7 increase in February, according to the Commerce Department. Election Day in Virginia, all eyes on the Commonwealth. The Democrat gerrymandering scheme with national implications is being voted on.
The question asks if state lawmakers may draw new congressional districts this year to, quote, restore fairness. But it does not explain that the yes vote would change Virginia's districts from 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans to 10 Democrats and only 1 Republican for the next 3 federal elections. Flipping that many seats would also help Democrats take the U.S. House in November. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Close call in Nashville. 2 Southwest Airlines planes had to take evasive action to avoid a mid-air collision over the weekend. An air traffic controller directed one pilot to turn into the path of the other. The planes did land safely. No one was hurt. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 332 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is MediShare. That's right.
Of course. Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and your health care bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in, and it's just what you need. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, could save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different. And I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Bail has been denied for the restaurant owner who shot and killed a man in Glen Burnie on Saturday night. He's facing charges that include first-degree murder and the shooting that happened in the parking lot of his business, killing 27-year-old Michael Hayes. Prosecutors allege that the shooting happened during a verbal argument, but the defense claims it was a physical altercation and he fired in self-defense. City police have arrested a suspect in the attempted murder of a man in West Baltimore. 26-year-old Michael Parkerton of Laurel is charged with shooting the 44-year-old victim in the 1100 block of West Lafayette Avenue on the afternoon of April 11th. According to police, the victim was shot while driving and he crashed into a parked vehicle. Parkerton was taken into custody in the 2500 block of West Lafayette Avenue and he's charged with attempted first-degree murder and multiple handgun violations. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. podcast next.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Leody Taveras' 12th inning grand slam last night was the difference as the Birds, down to their final strike in the ninth, pull a rabbit out of the proverbial hat. 7-5 over the Royals, handing Kansas City its 8th straight loss. It was Sam Bisaio that kept the game alive for Baltimore in the ninth with a 2-out, 2-strike single. But after the game, manager Albernaz praised Bisaio for what he did behind the plate.
I think the biggest thing that stood out to me today was Sammy behind the plate, Bisaio. Like, that was by far his best game behind the plate, just keeping Bradish engaged.
Bradish went 5 1/3, allowed just a single run, but gave up 10 hits, leaving the bases loaded twice in the first 3 innings.
Bradish has elite stuff, and when you have elite stuff on the mound, you can get away with some stuff.
Game 2 tonight at 7:40, Shane Boz 0-2 with a 4.91 ERA, looking for his first Oriole win. With the 14th pick of the NFL draft, the Baltimore Ravens select, well, your guess is as good as mine. But with offensive line an obvious need, the team has been linked to, among others, Spencer Fano, the guard out of Utah, and Vega Ione out of Penn State.
Fano could play really wherever you want to play, right? I mean, he could play tackle, could play guard. He's a good athlete. He's tough. Vega, obviously seen him play a bunch. Physical, tough. Probably a guard is what he probably is. Straight from central casting of what you want your guards to look like. So I think they're both excellent prospects.
Fano was a unanimous All-American and won the Outland Trophy as college football's top O-lineman in 2025. And according to Pro Football Focus, the last time Ione allowed a sack was against Maryland in November of 2023. From there, 31 consecutive games without allowing a sack. Coming up in 30 minutes, the sweet sound of the crack of the bat. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
WCBM News Time 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. After a freezing cold start, we are looking at bright sunshine ahead of us today with temperatures ending up close to 60 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
39 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 44 in Pikesville, and 39 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. All right, we were just talking about a topic that wasn't even on my show plan for an entire hour, okay? If you're just joining us, we were talking about this horrible situation at Towson University, this off-campus apartment site. There have been some peeping Toms reported, and this one has been going on apparently since September. And so we were really getting into that. A lot of people weighing in. Hopefully the Baltimore County Police is on top of it and something will be done soon. I just feel bad for the students there at this apartment complex because this, again, has been going on all year for them. And it is really just distressing. But, you know, I will stop yelling. I got the text messages. I'll stop yelling about it. I am happy right now because, of course, we have our guest here in studio today. And he himself has more than one daughter. So I'll get his take on this in a second. But Glenn Gilhar running for the Maryland House of Delegates in District 8, which is Baltimore County. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Kim.
So, of course, I know you, Glenn, very well. And just so you guys know, we do have the big breakfast event this Saturday at the Bowman Restaurant at 9 a.m. So if you haven't got your tickets there, make sure you got your tickets. I posted it recently, but I'll post it again today after the show if you guys want to check out that link, Glenn. So we're looking forward to that. I know MR Tactical is also going to be there.
Yeah, and Angel Mom, Tammy Nobles.
Kayla Hamilton's mom. Oh, yes. Okay,
and
great.
She's agreed to speak with us, too.
Oh, nice, nice. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the news this morning, Glenn, because the last time I was at your event, one of your breakfasts, you had, State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker.
Yes.
Did you see that he's headed to North Carolina?
I know. And, you know, it actually breaks my heart when I hear so many people that I know, friends, people I grew up with, saying that they're having to leave Maryland because of the taxes, the fees, and the policies coming right out of Annapolis.
Yeah, yeah. I was, you know, I'm not shocked. I knew that he probably was done with the situation here. That's why he was, you know, retiring. But I did not realize he was leaving the state. Yeah. Anyways, Glenn, I wanted to get your reaction here. I'm, you know, not going to continue to talk about this, but I'm just really fired up, worked up about this whole Peeping Tom situation. You are running in Baltimore County. I'm not even sure if we have a law in the books, Glenn, that would actually do something about a Peeping Tom. But I do want to get your initial reaction because you are a father.
Yes. And so as a father, and by the way, the District 8, which goes over to Providence Road, does touch the Towson area. All it goes all the way over to Middle River. And I'm looking forward to representing that area with my team, by the way, Yahoo Blackwell, Stephen Reamer, and Jacqueline Stevenson. So, but yes, as a parent, this is outrageous. And it comes right back to the policies coming in Annapolis, these soft on crime policies, the Juvenile Interrogation Act. We don't know the perpetrator on this crime yet, but, you know, if it is a juvenile, the fact that the police won't be able to question him, or if he's in the country illegally, that they, you know, won't be able to detain him. Right. You know, I find outrageous as a parent. You know, the people in Annapolis are not protecting our community, especially in Towson. I'll tell you real quick. I was in Towson over at the Raising Cane's across the Towson Library at the parking garage, and my daughter's door had a homeless person try to open her door on the car, and he was very, like, angry, and it was very disturbing. I mean, nothing negative happened, but, you know, just the fact that the lawlessness in Towson has got to stop, and we need to elect people who are going to take crime seriously.
Yeah, before the break, I was talking about Delegate Nick Allen, who's there in District 8. I don't know if you saw House Bill, I think it was 107.
Yes.
He was talking about the super speeders. But as I noted on his, you know, Facebook page, I said, well, if these are illegal immigrants, they're undocumented and don't have a license, this bill means absolutely nothing, right? This pilot program means nothing because you still aren't going to be able to address an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, and I have a lot of trouble with this bill because it's putting a speed limiter at your expense on your car. Now, he says it's voluntary, but how many of these bills in Annapolis have we seen start as voluntary and, you know, and bills that start as good intention end up being, infringing on our rights.
Right,
so,
Big Brother,
so
yeah.
So at some point, I could see this morphing into a bill at some future date where you're going to be required to put some device on your car that's going to keep your car going from faster than what the GPS will allow you. Plus, there's the whole tracking thing of the GPS following you around.
Yeah, that's a good point there, Glenn. And again, the super speeders, the juveniles that carjack someone at gunpoint, those super speeders, again, they won't have to face those issues.
Yeah, and Delegate Nick Allen also went on a tirade in Annapolis about Virginia tags. Come on, Nick. If you had lowered the cost of the tag renewals, then maybe people would have Maryland tags instead of Virginia tags. But he was right on the House floor saying, it's the law. We're going to impound your car. And I'm like, okay, you're going to impound my car because I can't afford Maryland tags. But if I'm in the country illegally, since you're all about following the law, then you want to give everybody a pass.
Yeah.
It's a double standard, but I got good news for you about Delegate Nick Allen, him and appointed Senator Carl Jackson. They have now designated the Natural History Museum on Bel Air Road as the official Natural History Museum of the state of Maryland. So I can't wait for the tour buses and the crowds coming in, supporting our restaurants.
Little shed thing?
The former Chesley place that holds about 150 people. Yes, down there Overly Avenue and Bel Air Road.
Yeah, I actually know where that is.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's not going to, you can't bring a tour bus there.
No, I don't think.
Is there a parking lot that would fit a bus?
No. It's a small parking lot. It's about the size of the Pullman, I would guess.
Yeah, no. We definitely have to stick to things that are important. Speaking of which, the IG bill.
Yes.
That was a big one. It did not pass, I believe, this session. We were speaking to Doug at Ryan and Rocky yesterday. Is that the bill that you were referring to?
Yes. This is Senate Bill 15. Again, there was a House version introduced by Delegate Naraki, and the Senate bill version was Senator Jackson, bipartisan bill. And they touted it as being this. Well, first off, let me make a correction to Delegate Naraki from yesterday's show, because he was a guest on your show. He said that next session he's going to co-sponsor this bill with Senator Carl Jackson. I have a correction for him. No, if that bill is going to be co-sponsored, it's going to be with Senator Yahoo Blackwell.
Oh.
The Republican candidate for District 8 is going to take
the seat. I was wondering where this was headed. I was like, wait a minute, why can't they go back? Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, what this bill said, again, Senate Bill 15, which is, in my opinion, election year hyperbole, because all it says, and I have the text of the bill I'm going to leave with you, it says, beginning in 2027, I might add, the county council may, by local law, grant the Inspector General the same authority over Baltimore County Public Schools that the Inspector General has over the Department of County Government. So really, all this bill is, they are touting it as this great reform bill. It's a permission slip. That's it.
Yeah, and I asked Senator Carl Jackson about that before. You know, they can choose not to opt in as the Baltimore County Council, and then there's nothing they can do about it. I guess my whole thing was, I thought maybe that's possibly all that they could possibly get through at the moment, hoping that they could put, you know, some more parameters on it later. I don't know. Your thoughts on that?
Well, what we need to do, Kim, as you know, politics is a game of mathematics. We need to pick up seats. We need 11 Senate seats to actually have a Republican majority in Annapolis, 33 House seats. We've got four of those seats right here in District 8, and we want to flip all four of them. So what Yahoo Blackwell and I, what we want to do on day one when we go to Annapolis is we're going to introduce an IG bill that's got some real meaning. Number one, the IG, which right now is, you know, he reports or she reports to the county executive. So they have a boss. I think the people should be the boss. I'd like to see an elected inspector general. I don't know whether it's going to be on the state level or the county level. I think it should be an elected position. I think the inspector general, because right now all they really do is provide a report, you know, for somebody else to read. I want them to have some real power, some real subpoena power to really get into the waste, fraud, and abuse. And I want them also to have the power to press charges, perhaps maybe like a constitutional position, kind of like what our sheriff's office is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let me ask a question there. Again, if anybody wants to weigh in on this conversation, we'll have the phone lines open. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. We're speaking to Glenn Gilhar running in District 8. I wanted to just ask Glenn because, you know, right now, like you said, the IG is appointed. And that person is appointed by the county executive.
Right. Or the mayor in Baltimore City. Yes.
Right. So for me, do we trust the voters in Baltimore County to elect an inspector general that's not knee deep in the Democrat Party?
Well, I trust the people of Baltimore County to elect. Well, first off, elections have consequences. And so, you know, if you elect somebody who's a very bad IG who's going to look the other way, I mean, what's the difference between what we have now right now? Do we even have an IG? I think we have an acting IG with no power.
We have an acting, yeah.
Exactly. So I think you roll the dice. I think that, you know, I trust the voters of Maryland, and we get a good candidate with a law enforcement background who really wants to dig into the waste, fraud, and abuse. I could see it being a success.
Okay. See, you've got more faith in the electorate than I do. I don't have that kind of faith. I feel like that somebody would come in the DNC, they would put in candidates that would get their agenda across without any transparency or any oversight. And I believe that they would elect someone or put someone on the ballot that is, you know, just like a, you know, whoever Julian Jones wanted to be, if Julian Jones became the county executive. I don't have that faith that you have.
But how much faith do you have in an inspector general that's appointed by Julian Jones?
The same faith that you know, with the people voting. Like, so here's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping like a Pat Dyer or Kim Stansberry,
yes,
gets in, and they are able to appoint someone that will really truly provide oversight. But I hear what you're saying. Put it on the ballot. I guess, you know, Glenn, after running so many times, and I know you know the same feeling. It's just like, man, do the people get it right in Baltimore County? I don't know.
I'd like to think with all these bills that they got going in Annapolis with sanctuary policies and all that, that perhaps, and I'm seeing some signs when I'm going out there door-to-door, knocking on doors, that the voters of Baltimore County and Maryland are waking up. By the way, just mention of Kim Stansberry, she is going to be at my event, the breakfast on Saturday, and also Matt Fox, who's running for the state Senate. He's also said that he's going to stop by and be in-house. He's running in District 42. There's three candidates, and he is related to the Weber family. You know Weber's Farm? We take the kids.
Oh, I know Weber's Farm. Yes.
So his name is Fox, but he's related to the Webers. And so he's got a long background in farming. He's a firefighter, and I think he's going to be – and he also has the endorsement of J.B. Jennings. So I think he's going to be an excellent state senator, and he will be in-house.
Okay, and that's Michael Fox running in.
Matt Fox.
Matt Fox. Running in the state Senate seat alongside
Kevin Ford
and Adam Wood.
So there's
lots of candidates in that race then. Wow.
And that's why I'm very hopeful this election, especially with the competitive governor's race, that we're going to have good turnout, because the Republican voters out there, and if you're not currently a Republican, please register Republican. It's still time for you to switch parties and go online and do that. But we have some very competitive races out there, and we need your input.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll put a pin in it just for now, Glenn, and then we'll get back, because there's some old bills that you want to talk about possibly repealing. So
absolutely,
we'll do that when we get back. Right now, I've got my good friend on the phone, Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. Good morning, Brian. How was your day so far? Hopefully you got your jacket with you.
Yeah, Kim, it's actually going really great. I'm actually calling you from a city agency right now. We're installing new sights on their pistols, so anytime we get to assist law enforcement, it's always a good day.
No, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah,
all right, Brian,
sure.
I have a question based on a discussion that we had a couple weeks ago, trying to jog your memory here. I remember we spoke about the Glock ban bill when you were here in studio, and you predicted it would pass, and sure enough, it did. So what does that mean for Marylanders going forward, and when does the ban go into effect?
Well, Kim, I like being right, but I really wish I was wrong in this case, never so much. But unfortunately, this bill, Senate Bill 334, it's known as the Glock ban bill. It's not the real name of the bill, but it's, you know, known as that. It did pass both chambers, and it's headed to Governor Moore's desk for signature. And just to reiterate for your listeners, the bill, and soon to be law, it looks like, starting on January 1st of 27, will ban the manufacturing, sale, purchase, receipt, or transfers of pistols that can be easily converted to operate as a full auto. These are pistols that's identified in the bill as having what's called a cruciform trigger bar. So they don't actually name Glock in the bill. So what that means is it primarily affects Glocks because they use that cruciform trigger bar, but it'll also affect a couple other models, including some Rugers and a company named Shadow System Pistols, which kind of did a clone of Glock. So in practical application after January 1st of 27, you're not going to be able to purchase a Glock in the state of Maryland. And I always hear people say, well, I'll just buy it out of state and have it transferred to Maryland, and that's going to be a big no. So federal law requires if you purchase a handgun out of state, you're going to have it shipped to a dealer in your home state of Maryland. And obviously, as a dealer or any other dealer, we're not going to be able to accept that transfer or the, you know, transferring it to the end user, so to speak. So there's no loophole there. And I just want to take a second to encourage your listeners to get involved. We've talked about this two other times, starting way back in January, and this bill met very little resistance. So I'm kind of giving your listeners an eight-month heads up here to get involved because, as I've always said, you know, the best way to eat elephants one bite at a time, and this is that first bite. And I can guarantee you that the next step is going to be total ban on possession of these guns. So we are encouraged that Harmeet Dill, and I'm sure you know that name, she's the AG for Civil Rights Division in the federal government. She actually sent a letter to the Virginia governor, Spanberger, that the federal government would sue Virginia if they passed their gun bans. And they did. So it looks like a lawsuit is going to be forthcoming. And we hope that a similar letter is going to come to Governor Moore's desk very soon from the federal government to, you know, address this infringement.
Yeah, well, I'll keep my fingers crossed on that one. Again, Brian Fletcher, you were saying that this Glock ban, quote, bill goes into effect. Is that January 1st, 2027?
Yeah, January 1st, 2027. I believe it gets enacted, as most of the bills do, in October. But it looks like the enforcement action in the bill is going to be January 1st of 2027.
All right. Well, before you go, Brian, if you can let everybody know where they can find Free State Gun Range and call for more information.
Sure. So we're located at 11500 Crossroads Circle, and that's Suite J in Middle River. The phone number is 410-335-5100. And just as an aside, Kim, we're actually having our spring cleaning sale right now, so lots of good stuff, 10% off across the store. And also, we're doing it on gun cleaning, so you'll be able to keep those Glocks looking nice and good.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brian, so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kim. Have a great day.
You too.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shariah Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shariah Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shariah Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shariah Youssefi. Treasurer, Andrew Hoybach.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast, and if you missed it, here is your chance. Join us for the second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione for a live fireside chat about the big issues in Washington and Annapolis, sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited, so get your tickets right now at WCBM.com, and we'll see you at Michael's Cafe.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, 250 years ago, Virginia told King George to stick it for taxation without representation. Abigail Scamburglar and the Democrats want to do the same thing King George did. Vote no on the Democrat power grab. We'll keep you up to date noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we've got Glenn Gilhar in studio. Don't forget his breakfast is this Saturday. Of course, I will be there, and so will MR Tactical. You got Tammy Noble, the mother of Kayla Hamilton, and we just found out Matt Fox as well.
And Kimberly Stansberry will also be in the house.
Kimberly Stansberry, both running for office. All right, cool. And that's at the Bowman Restaurant.
9 a.m.
9 a.m., 9306 Harford Road there in Parkville, Maryland.
Yeah, and they can pay at the door by check. We also have you can pay by card online, even with your phone when you get to the door or ahead of time, friendsofglenngilhar.org.
All right. Again, that's the big Make Maryland Free Again breakfast.
Absolutely.
Okay, Glenn,
with my featured speaker, wonderful speaker, passionate speaker.
passionate.
Best
that's
mom ever, Kimberly Clayson.
When I start yelling, Glenn's like, I love your passion. All right, Glenn. So we were just talking to Brian Fletcher at Free State about the Glock ban. Obviously, this is another bill that you've been talking about.
Yeah, let's just touch on that real quick. I don't have the bill number with me at the moment. But this is just another case of Annapolis going after the law-abiding citizens instead of going after the criminals who are actually breaking the law. And this is why, Kim, that I've put together my team, and this is why we need and why I need Jacqueline Stevenson, my teammate in Annapolis. She is a minority woman, business owner, graduate of Baltimore City Schools, working on a PhD. You know, she's got some real fantastic background, but she's also very strong on the Second Amendment. And she will be down there in Annapolis, hopefully with me, when we get sworn in, fighting to repeal these gun laws. Because, you know, she has told me, she says, you know, just think about it as a mom, she's a mom of six, you know, having your baby in the car seat in the back and having a group of thugs and not being able to protect yourself. And before 2022, we had that good and substantial reason. You have any clue how many, and I don't have statistics, but how many minority women were denied the right to protect themselves with their child in the backseat? And Jacqueline Stevenson can make that case. I need her in Annapolis, and hopefully the three of us, Reamer, myself, will be on that ballot in November, on November 3rd. June 23rd, though, is the date. Please vote.
In the primary, right.
Please vote in the primary again. Blackwell, Gilhar, Reamer, and Stevenson.
All right. Well, also, I wanted to note, I think, you know, when it comes to black women and gun ownership, I would think, and again, I could, you know, do a deeper dive here, but, a Glock, a handgun like that, I'm sure, is what we most likely use.
Yes.
Because it's a little easier for us to handle and to also to conceal.
Well, perhaps you can bring her back in and you two can have a discussion about the Second Amendment.
Well, I wondered why she didn't talk about it the first time.
I don't know. I don't think it came up. Yes, you know, the conversation
goes quickly. All right. We'll have her back. We'll have Jacqueline back.
Yes.
When we get back from break, Glenn, I did want to talk about some of these bills that are on the books now.
Yes.
That you have been looking at with your team to possibly repeal when you get to Annapolis.
Okay. I have a list of day one in Annapolis. Absolutely.
Good. Because, you know, a lot of times we do hear about all these new bills. I would create this bill or draft this bill. We can take a lot of bills off the books.
Yeah, and Yahoo Blackwell and I will work the media to get them passed.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about those bills and so much more coming up next with Glenn Gilhar. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is getting down to the wire for the U.S.-Iran ceasefire due to expire very soon. In the meantime, it appears there will be another round of U.S.-Iran negotiations to take place in Pakistan. A Canadian tourist has died. A mass shooting at one of Mexico's historic pyramid sites happened north of Mexico City. More than a dozen people, including some Americans, were injured. The gunman subsequently took his own life. A redistricting scheme allowing Democrats to grab four more congressional districts being decided today by voters in Virginia. And after 15 years on the job, Apple CEO Tim Cook will be retiring as of September 1st. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 262 points, the Nasdaq ahead 102 points, and the S&P is 22 points higher. More details, SRNNews.com.
Of men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
What a night for the Birds in Kansas City.
On 1-1. He swings away, belts the ball to center. Isbell back. Isbell watching. It's gone! Extra, extra! Everybody's coming home! A grand slam for Leody Taveras.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Leody Taveras delivered in the 12th. The grand slam propelling Baltimore to a thrilling 7-5 win over the Royals. This all coming despite the Birds being shut out on one hit until the ninth. The Taveras salami was the first of his career.
Unbelievable, man. Shout out to all the guys, too, who take a great at-bat and have this grand slam and give me the opportunity to have the grand slam, you know.
Later, manager Albernaz and the guy who at this point should be his everyday center fielder.
Can't say enough about Leody, just a professional he is, and it's great to see all the work he's put in throughout his career, like, come to life now, and I think everyone, he's shown that he can be a really good player at this level.
Coming up in 30 minutes, who should the Ravens pick at number 14? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Your Fox 45 forecast. After a freezing cold start, we are looking at bright sunshine ahead of us today, with temperatures recovering nicely into the upper 50s to near 60. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures back in the upper 40s, and then we'll start to warm back up. So by Wednesday, we are back in the low 70s. We do have a few showers possible, and the upper 70s will follow both Thursday and Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
There's a new kind of energy at Starbucks. Try the all-new energy refresh. Strawberry, acai, mango, dragon fruit, or the all-new mango strawberry. New energy refreshers only at Starbucks.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know what? I got so off track today that I forgot to give you guys the question of the day. I apologize for that. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. In the next hour, we will talk about the new CEO at Baltimore City Public Schools. So I want to make sure you have the question of the day to weigh in. Some of you have already probably checked it out. Again, it's at WCBM.com or right on the app. Are you optimistic about the new Baltimore City Public Schools superintendent? Yes, no. He can't do any worse is also an option. So go ahead and weigh in. Right now, we're in studio with Glenn Gilhar. We're talking about his run here in Maryland's District 8 in Baltimore County for the House of Delegates. Glenn Gilhar, again, thank you so much for joining me in studio. Before the break, we were talking a lot about the Glock ban, and, you know, I did ask you about some of these bills that you could possibly repeal if you make it to Annapolis, which, of course, I'd love to hear. What are some of those bills?
Thank you, Kim. And again, it's like there's so much material here because there's so many bills in Annapolis. So back in 2023, HB 283, Yahoo Blackwell, and who's running for state senate, and myself, when we get to Annapolis, we're going to both put in a bill to repeal this HB 0283 from 2023. Maryland Medical Assistance Program, Gender Affirming Care. Now, delegate at the time, Jackson, Bondari, Allen, every one of them voted for that bill. And as a parent, I find that bill very disturbing. There was an amendment on that bill to protect children. And all three of those delegates all said no. And you have people say, well, gee, Carl Jackson's a kind of a moderate. Sound like a moderate to you, Kim?
No, and that was when he was in the House?
Yes.
Okay, I think he's got a little better in the Senate, but no, that does not sound like a moderate at all.
No, and so we need to protect our children, puberty blockers, all that was covered in this bill, and day one, we're going to put in legislation, Yahoo Blackwell and I, to repeal HB 283 from 2023. But also, speaking of bad bills, and our moderate appointed state senator. Back in 2023 also, we had criminal law procedures, cannabis, fines for smoking in public, and stops and searches and seizures. So basically what this bill did, again, approved by Delegate Nick Allen, Bonderry and Jackson, was you could be in a car smoking a joint behind the wheel. Now, if you're drinking a beer, you're getting a year in jail. But if you're smoking a joint behind the wheel and the police pulls up to you, all you do is sit there, smile and wave, say, hey, that's some good smelling weed there. Because of this bill here, the police cannot stop. They cannot search your car. And as a matter of fact, if the police do stop you and try to bust you for smoking weed and driving, you can get time. You get in trouble. The police officer gets in trouble. Yeah. And I'm seeing this over and over again in Annapolis where they're going or they're criminalizing our police officers instead of those out there who are actually breaking the law and committing the crimes and making it very difficult for us in our community to dine and shop in places like White Marsh and Towson.
That's an awful bill. I didn't realize the police could get into trouble.
Yes.
If they push for it. Yeah, that's an awful bill that needs to be repealed
right.
immediately.
And speaking of weed, this past session here, appointed Senator Carl Jackson, he had this bill called Employment Discrimination, Fire, Rescue, Public Safety Employees, Use of Medical Cannabis, third reading. Sorry, I think I hit my microphone. You still hear me? Yeah, okay. So Allen, Bonderry, Ross, Jackson all voted for this. And what it says is that if you're a firefighter and you come to work high, they can't discipline you. And, you know, do you want a firefighter out there driving a fire truck high? Say they can smoke on the job. Again, it's unconscionable. We just had an accident. I don't know that it was impairment related, where a fire truck ran into an airplane. You know, we need firefighters, emergency personnel, who are not high on the job. And so this bill, in my opinion, is dangerous. It needs to be repealed.
Okay, so that bill, because that was last session, correct?
Right, HB 1071.
Okay, so I thought...
I'm sorry,
that's
SB 439,
bill, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I thought that's what the firefighters wanted. Is
the
that
firefighters
not?
Union did testify for it, yes.
Yeah, so they did testify.
But do we, the public, want this?
Okay, so you're saying the firefighters have gotten this wrong.
I think so.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? Everybody listening, again, the phone lines are open, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Because I do remember that one, and I thought, well, that's kind of crazy myself. And then when I saw the union show up in support of it, in my view, it didn't mean that there were just a couple of firefighters that were fine with it. I thought that they, you know, in unison all wanted...
I mean, do you driving
happen.
Down the road want a fire truck in the other lane that the person could be smoking a joint?
So they can be smoking right there on the job.
It says they can be smoking on the job and they can't get in trouble. Because the bill, and I'm going to give you a copy of the bill, but the bill prohibits the discipline or taking any action against a firefighter who's smoking weed on the job.
Wow, I do not want that at all.
I don't want that either. I have a family. I drive these roads, and we need them to be safe. And then lastly, Kim, I wanted to mention to you, because I did say earlier at my fundraiser, Kayla Hamilton's mom, Tammy Nobles, will be at my event. You know, Rachel Morin, Dakara Thompson, you know, my heart just breaks for their families.
Yes.
And so many bills came out of Annapolis this session just to obstruct law enforcement from cooperating with federal immigration. And I keep hearing this, well, without a judicial warrant. Remember, we have three co-branches of government. We have the administrative branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch. Immigration is falls under the administrative branch of government. So, you know, an administrative law judge would issue an administrative warrant, said, hey, we got to get this guy out of the country. They want a judicial warrant, which you're only going to get on an appeal. You know what I'm saying? So they're completely disobeying, federal law by obstructing, immigration enforcement. And it's making our community less safe. I think about our schools, too. They talk about kids being worrying about being in school. What about our U.S. citizen children who, have gone to school with MS-13 gang members walk in their hallways? Don't you think they live in fear?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, all the bills on illegal immigration, I think, Glenn, everybody agrees, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Looks like we do have a caller on the line,
okay,
though.
Okay, sure.
So we're going to have to take this one because he doesn't normally call in. So this is interesting. Senator Carl Jackson is on the hotline today. Senator Jackson, how are you?
Good, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We don't usually get you on the line. Happy that you called in. I assume that you're listening to our guest today.
Yes, I most certainly will. I'm actually at the dentist, and I had to tell my dentist to pause when I was hearing the misinformation about my bill dealing with firefighters and employment discrimination. Number one, in no way whatsoever can a firefighter smoke on duty. That is not true. And, you know, I don't know why Glenn will talk about something that he don't know what he's talking about.
Well, Glenn, what are you referring to?
Well, Carl, hang on for this.
With regards to the employment discrimination bill for firefighters.
Senator Carl Jackson, let's clear it up real quick if we could. Glenn, what were you referring to that they could smoke on the job?
So in the bill, what I see is on the second page here, which is right above where it says approved, it says prohibits an employer from adopting policies and procedures that prohibit a fire and rescue public safety employee from performing the employee's duties while impaired by cannabis or prohibiting a fire and rescue public safety employee from using cannabis while on duty. So I would think that saying that you can't prohibit them from smoking while on duty means that they can smoke on duty. Now, I do apologize, Carl Jackson.
Let's get his response here. Yeah. Senator Jackson, your response?
So what that means, Kim, is that no firefighter can come to work under the influence or high. Okay, what this bill does is if for some reason a firefighter was consuming cannabis, and let's keep in mind, they deal with many ailments, you know, PTSD, you know, stress, cancer, and right now they're prescribed opioids to address those issues. And what the firefighter unions are saying is we do not want to take, you know, our members do not want to take these opioids because they have dependency issues. You know what I mean? And so cannabis is a much safer way where firefighters can be able to address their ailments without having to worry about dependency.
So wait a minute. Somebody could smoke on the job? Because that is what's written here.
No. They can't.
They cannot
smoke on the job. They cannot come. They cannot be impaired or anything like that. And I think Glenn mentioned that there was no repercussions. They can't come to work impaired.
We're talking about Senate Bill 439. It says prohibiting a fire and rescue public safety employee from using cannabis while on duty. It's actually written here.
Right. It prohibits them from being under the influence or high while on duty. Exactly. So what that means is
prohibits an employer from prohibiting a fire and rescue public safety employee from using cannabis while on duty. So it says the employer cannot prohibit the fire and rescue public safety employee from using cannabis while on duty. It's number two here.
No. They cannot use it while on duty. They can use it when they're off duty. They can use the cannabis when they're off duty.
Okay, so this is interesting because that's not what it says here. Senate Bill 439.
It's right on the MGA website.
No, people can't look it up. They cannot use cannabis while on duty. They can use cannabis while off duty. And if for some reason they was to get some, you know, like a random test or something like that with a medical card, their job will be protected. That's what the bill does.
No. It says it prohibits an employer from prohibiting a fire and rescue public safety employee from using cannabis while on duty. It says it here.
They cannot consume cannabis.
Well, no, the bill prohibits the employer from doing anything about the firefighter doing it on duty, is what number two says.
There is language in the bill that if they are, you know, there are consequences for if they do show up to work impaired.
All right, how about this, Senator Carl Jackson?
I don't know.
Maybe one day you could come in as Glenn Gilhar is doing so.
No. I most certainly will come in and you know, I'll come in and we'll sit and we'll talk about a whole host of bills. But that's what the bill does. That's what the firefighters really, really fought for. And I'm looking forward to the bill signing of that bill so that our fire men and women do not have to no longer use opioids as a source to deal with their ailments. And that's what that bill is about.
All right. And I know I cut you off earlier. Was there one more thing you wanted to comment on before you go?
Well,
was it the employment discrimination or?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, it's a good bill. It's a bill that the firefighters fought for. As you know, last year in Howard County was the first county to pass such a bill. They have had no issues. We actually had some representatives from the Howard County Fire Department come in and testify on that bill. And it's a good bill, and it'll help save a lot of lives. Our brave men and women firefighters, they go through a lot to be there for us, and it's time that we be there for them.
Well, Senator Carl Jackson, thank you for calling in, and hopefully we can get you in studio here soon.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. All right. And that is Senator Carl Jackson. And so, Glenn Gilhar, this is confusing now because I'm reading it myself.
Yeah.
And it says an employer cannot prohibit a firefighter. So what I'm going to do, and I'm going to get somebody with the union on, and I'm going to ask them how they interpret this bill. Does this allow a firefighter to smoke while on duty?
Yeah.
And I will find out if that's what they testified for, because as it is written there, you are correct.
And I'll leave this with you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Was there another bill that you wanted to? I know we just took a lot of time there, but was there another bill that you wanted to address as far as illegal immigration?
What I want to say is I need my team in Annapolis because we're going to fight to repeal these sanctuary bills. We had the face coverings bill, which is SB 0001. The original language of the bill, which he took it out, said that a police officer who wore a mask would be punishable by imprisonment not exceeding 2 years, which, again, they're making the police officers into the criminals instead of punishing the criminals. We had the Community Trust Act, which, by the way, was the only one of these sanctuary bills that appointed Senator Carl Jackson voted against. He voted for all the rest of them. We have the No Kings Act, which...
Well, okay, let me ask you this one.
Which allows lawsuits to sue, for enforcing legal immigration.
Well, let me ask you this one, Glenn, since I have you here in studio. Since Senator Carl Jackson just called in.
Yeah.
You were running for a delegate seat.
Yes.
But you are really, you've got a lot of animosity for Senator Carl Jackson, who has been working across the aisle. Why is that?
Because Senator Carl Jackson, he wants to paint himself as a moderate. He says, oh, I work with Republicans. But if you look at his voting record, starting with...
So he voted against, from my understanding, the Glock ban. He voted against the Community Trust Act.
But they did not need his vote to pass. He was not the deciding
vote.
Well,
you can't say that, though.
And then he goes and says...
The votes matter or they don't matter.
And then he says, support my comrades, Allen and
well, I don't like that at all, because I don't like his comrades.
Exactly.
Sure. But you got to give him a little bit of credit here, because he did vote against the Community Trust Act. He did vote against the Glock ban.
Correct.
He did vote against the automatic juvenile charging bill. He thinks that juveniles should be charged as an adult.
But Yahoo,
so I guess that's why I'm really confused, because Doug and Nick Allen, those comrades are awful, and they always vote for these progressive bills.
Yes.
So it is a little confusing that you don't have this much
because
energy
Yahoo Blackwell
for delegate.
In that seat, and I will fight to repeal
okay.
these bills. Carl Jackson will not.
Okay, so you're saying that you will fight to repeal them. He will just sit on the sidelines and allow it.
Yeah, said, oh, well, guess it passed.
All right. Well, Glenn, before you go, if you could tell them one more time about your event this Saturday.
Saturday. Be there, 9 a.m., the Bowman Restaurant. We're having breakfast. Kim Klasick is my featured speaker. We got MR Tactical will be in the house. Angel Mom Tammy Nobles will be there. So come on out. We're going to have a great breakfast spread. Again, a couple of other candidates will be in the house. Kimberly Stansbury running for county executive, the only woman in the race. We're also going to have Matt Fox, who's run for the District 42 Senate seat. He will be in the house. So we're going to have good times, good company. Chris McComb will be playing music. So come on out. It's only $40. Goes to great cause, helping me to get to Annapolis.
All right. And that is Saturday, 9 a.m. at the Bowman Restaurant. As Glenn pointed out, I will be there. All right. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. How about hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or Kim Klasick live? You don't want to miss any of this. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar no matter what your age. I do want you to call Audiology Associates. The number is 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area, so all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or if it's easier, go online, www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, the personal injury firm that specializes in auto accidents, combining modern technology such as a phone app and a comprehensive interactive website with old school service such as returning phone calls and always having a live voice on the other end, result in successful representation. For a free consultation, call 410-363-6848 or email us directly from maflaw.com. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.com.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Previously on Casey and Company.
We need fresh blood at the county council. We need a new approach at the county executive level. Democrats have dominated for too many years at the county executive level and on the county council over being in charge there. Now, of course, they've expanded the county council from 7 to 9 members, so it's only going to get worse. That's why we need principled county council people.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, again, that was Glenn Gilhar. Yes, his event is on Saturday at the Bowman Restaurant. I will be there, and he's got a whole list of people that will be there that you can meet as well. So if you want to come in, it's $40. You can pay right at the door, or you can go to friendsofglenngilhar.org and pay there. And again, I will reiterate that he is correct in the way that the Senate Bill 439 is correct written. It does say that it prohibits the employer from doing anything to the firefighter if they are smoking on duty. That is exactly what it says. Again, I appreciate Senator Carl Jackson calling in the show. We will get him on air. I am going to reach out to the fire union and try to get their understanding of this and how this is written. It is not yet signed by the governor. I guess that's what Senator Carl Jackson just told us. Does there need to be changes? Possibly. It says this Senate Bill 439 prohibits an employer from prohibiting a fire and rescue public safety employee from using cannabis while on duty. It's in black and white. So we will get to the bottom of that. I did want to just quickly tell you, we got so much stuff to talk about that we didn't get a chance to talk about yet. Don't forget to go to WCBM.com and take part in our poll question of the day, because we'll get to that next at the 11 o'clock hour. Are you optimistic about the new Baltimore City Public School superintendent? That question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Dr. Jermaine Dawson is coming in as the new superintendent, and we're going to get into his resume. He's coming in from Philadelphia. I want to make sure that we get into all of that. Also, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there is an article in the Baltimore Sun. Governor Wes Moore's staff, top paid state employees. Did you guys see that? Well, if you haven't seen it, go to the Baltimore Sun and check it out. Now, of course, I thought it would be someone at DPW cleaning up the trash during the ice storm, or possibly a first responder working overtime. But no, Governor Westmore's staff, top paid state employees. A little top heavy, don't you think? Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, Baltimore Sun has that story. Also, when we get back, we will talk about Governor Westmore in Virginia. He was there yesterday. I'm not certain if that's on his schedule for today, but they do have Election Day in Virginia today. I know Scott Pressler was down there. I didn't really see a whole lot of effort from the RNC, but they are possibly voting for redistricting in Virginia. So hopefully that does not happen. Now, if it does, just like anything else, it would go to the court, and then the court will have to decide. But hopefully we don't get to that point. So we will discuss that. And then Maryland is suing D.C. over the Potomac sewage spill. Did you see that? Yes, A.G. Anthony Brown. We'll talk about that. And then also Senator John Thune holding up the Save America Act. Why is he doing that? Get that passed. All that more coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Ahead of another round of peace talks with Iran, President Trump makes a great deal to end the war.
The president believes Iran has no choice but to reach an agreement with the United States. He tells CNBC that he doesn't want to extend the ceasefire, which expires Wednesday, and he expects a great deal. At the same time, the president continues to threaten more fighting and more bombs if negotiators fail to end the war, saying the military is ready to go. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Consumer spending surged last month, but the Commerce Department says that most of the additional spending went to pay for gasoline. A spike in gas prices resulted in a hefty 1.7% gain last month compared to the month before. A redistricting scheme allowing Democrats to grab four more congressional districts being decided today by voters in Virginia.
National Democrats plowed tens of millions into turning out the yes vote, which gives Democrats 10 districts and would help them take the U.S. House in the fall. To leave just one Republican seat, five districts with long tentacles stretch out from Northern Virginia so that Democrats outnumber Republicans in each one. In contrast, the no vote keeps the current map of six Democrats and five Republicans. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
The Southern Poverty Law Center claims it's the subject of a Justice Department criminal investigation and faces possible charges over its use of paid informants to infiltrate what it considers to be extremist groups. FBI Director Kash Patel has described the SPLC as a partisan smear machine, one that defames mainstream Americans. Stocks higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 87 points. The Nasdaq trading 45 points higher, and the S&P 500 index is up 3 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You're not just overweight, you're in survival mode. No pill or crash diet is going to fix that. They don't address why your body is storing fat. At PhD Weight Loss, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom, a signal that your metabolism, hormones, and stress response need attention. Fix that, and the weight comes off naturally. Call PhD Weight Loss, mention Mike G, you'll get 2 weeks free, and they'll pay for your food. Call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, mention Mike G, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
In today's fast-moving job market, staying ahead means keeping your skills sharp.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we help keep your capabilities cutting edge with our skills-based education programs designed to move your career forward. Explore more than 135 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, and more. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The State Highway Administration will be improving three intersections along Liberty Road in Randallstown this month. The $1.7 million project aims to enhance safety and improve intersection capacity and traffic operations at the intersections at Milford Mill, Rolling, and Old Court Roads. During construction, there will be temporary overnight lane closures along Liberty Road between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m., Sundays through Thursdays. The project is expected to be completed in the summer of 2027. And state police are encouraging residents to dispose of any expired, unused, or unwanted prescription medications during National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Prescription medications can be dropped off at any of the state police barracks from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, no questions asked. This biannual program provides a safe, convenient, and anonymous way to dispose of medications. Steinalt Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Shut out on one hit through eight innings, things look glum for the Birds as they batted in the ninth. Down to their last strike with Sam Bisaio at the plate. Line to left center field. That ball's in the gap. Beavers coming home. Alonso to third. Bisaio has tied it.
There you go, Big Sam.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Bisaio's two-out, two-strike opposite field single kept the game alive. And then in the 12th, it was Leody Taveras. Come on down.
On 1-1. He swings away. Belts the ball to center. Isbell back. Isbell watching. It's gone! Extra, extra. Everybody's coming home. A grand slam for Leody Taveras.
Taveras slam, the first of his career. And the O's, with Cameron Foster on the hill, withstood a Royals rally in the bottom half to prevail 7-5 last night in Kansas City. After the game, a lot for manager Albernaz to cover, but he made a point to single out Bisaio.
He's dangerous in the box, no matter what. And it was great to see him, I wouldn't say not trying to do too much, but he has power to all fields. And to him, just to take his hits the other way, were huge.
The encore tonight at 7:40, Shane Boz will throw for Baltimore. Ravens news, the front office, of course, consumed by the upcoming draft. First round is Thursday night, Baltimore with the number 14 pick. The prep for the draft this year has been different for Eric DaCosta. If for no other reason, the coaching staff is new. And what they're looking for in a player, also new.
I think our coaches have done a really, really good job of sort of explaining their vision for the player.
Coming up in 30 minutes, DaCosta assesses two potentials for the Ravens at 14. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Whitstat. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 11:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got blue skies and sunshine today with highs near 60 this afternoon. Tonight turns mostly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. Wednesday comes with some rain showers in the morning and highs near 70. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
39 degrees in Bel Air, 41 in Edgemere, and 48 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. You know what? They call this good radio, I think. Happy Tuesday to all of you. We are talking about this bill with our firefighters, employment discrimination regarding to cannabis. And we were just talking about this with our last guest, Glenn Gilhar. He was here in studio. I'm going to get Glenn back on the phone here. I'll tell you why in just a second. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Because Senator Carl Jackson called in because he believed that Glenn had misrepresented one of his bills, Senate Bill 439. Now, we are going to talk about the new school CEO at Baltimore City Public Schools in just a second. I promise you that. But I want to get this right. I want to straighten this out. As we heard when Senator Carl Jackson called in, he said he was in the dentist chair. And so he did not have a chance to send me some of the pages before the page in which I was reading here with Glenn Gilhar with Senate Bill 439. Now, I've got Glenn on the line here. Hey, Glenn, how are you? Glenn?
Thanks for having me again. Thanks for clarification on this bill.
Yeah, so hold on one second. The line we're reading with you, there was a subsection which called for prohibiting an employer from prohibiting a fire and rescue public safety employee from using cannabis while on duty. Now, if you go to the bill itself, the page 9, the page right before that, it says nothing in this subsection requires an employer to commit an act that would. So nothing in the subsection. That was just sent over by Carl Jackson. He's saying because of that line, line 29, this does not prohibit an employer from reprimanding a fire rescue public safety from using cannabis while on duty.
So why have the bill in the first place if they can't be reprimanded already?
Say it again.
So he's saying that they can't be reprimanded for smoking cannabis right now on duty?
No, he's saying that the employer could, in fact, prohibit a fire rescue public safety from using cannabis while on duty. That was the big one here, was whether or not they could use it while on duty. He's saying the page before that, because line 29 says nothing in the subsection, he's saying that it does not allow an employer to prohibit or an employer to allow it.
Gotcha. And Kim, first off, thank you always for wanting to get it right. The bottom line is I don't believe, as a hopefully future legislator, that it's a good idea to have people under the influence of cannabis, which stays in your system longer, performing dangerous duties like operating a fire truck. I'm sorry. I could just disagree on this.
Yes. Okay. But I just wanted to make sure that we cleared that up. I guess that's what Senator Carl Jackson was trying to say as he was sitting there in the dentist. He's saying an employer can ensure that an employee is not using cannabis while on duty. He said that he just wanted to clear that up.
Right. Well, of course, because of that bill 2 years prior, though, if a person is smoking on his way to work, the police can't pull him over because that's prohibited too. So, in my opinion, we've gone too far with looking the other way on impaired driving, and we need to make our streets safe.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one, and we will get somebody hopefully in here from the fire union, and where we can talk to them about this bill as well. But Glenn,
thank you. Definitely love to hear their input.
I think that would help us get to a bottom of a lot of this. Thank you, Glenn, so much for coming in, and thank you for picking up the phone there. So I'm glad we were able to at least point out that there was a subsection here on the page prior.
We definitely want to get it right, and I do apologize again if I misread the bill. But the overall concept, I think, is still a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, it does appear, I'm going to be honest with you, Glenn, it does appear a little deceptive because you gave me the one page here. So it does give me all right. So we'll talk about that for sure. But I'm glad we were able to clear that up. Thank you so much.
All right. And have a good day now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's a bit deceptive, though, because I was given just the one page. All right. And so now, interesting enough, Alexander on the text line says, Kid, the problem with this bill is that there is no breathalyzer equivalent device for measuring how high someone is. Therefore, determining if a firefighter is high is left to the judgment of the officer in charge of their specific station, which means there can be no defined standard. Alexander, you're absolutely correct in that. So there's a lot of issues with this bill. So hopefully we'll get somebody with the fire union on, and we'll also get Senator Carl Jackson on, because things are not very clear with Senate Bill 439. I've got Jeff in Phoenix. Jeff, did you want to weigh in?
I do. Kim, thank you very much. And you did a great job being the moderator between the candidate and the senator. And I think that looking from the perspective of a citizen who I am now, as you know, a candidate for delegate in 42B, and real quick, JeffKMcDonald.com, JeffKMcDonald.com, for those who want to learn more. The challenge is we wonder why people don't vote. And I sat here for 30 minutes, because it's now 11:15, and Jackson called in around 10:45, and I'm listening to this. And because everything in Annapolis and in D.C., and we're seeing it in Virginia right now, is written in such convoluted legalese that it is very easy to misconstrue or misread what the intent of a bill is. And I think that it is incumbent upon our representatives to simply write these bills in a way that anybody can simply pick up a piece of paper, as we do with our Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, and our Constitution, and simply read it and says, does it or does it not do what the intent is? Notwithstanding the fact that that bill that they tried to pass illegally the last night of this legislative session is a complete deceit, the title of it, as to what it actually stands for. Regarding marijuana now is, the THC levels are 70 times higher than they were just 10, 20 years ago. So for the senator to say that it is an option to opiates, they're all gateway drugs. And if a specific firefighter has an issue with PTSD or whatever, then it is incumbent upon that said person, as all of us, to get the required and necessary help. We are collectively putting people into buckets, which is nothing more than what Bolsheviks and communists do, so that eventually they take over and direct us to do everything, notwithstanding the fact, again, we've all experienced the situations with the smell, the reek of pot in other cars, and the fact that if an officer who is highly trained cannot determine if someone's incapacitated, whether it be alcohol or marijuana or whatever drug, I'm sorry, it is insane. We must get back to common sense logic and simply do what's right for the citizens of our community, our counties, and our state. This is insane. I was completely confused when listening to the senator and the candidate and you trying to figure out what should simply be yes, you can, or no, you can't.
Yeah.
So again, Kim, thank you. I appreciate that. I know you want to move on to another topic.
Well, Jeff, no, I appreciate you, and hopefully we'll get you in the studio now that you are running in
district. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I appreciate that opportunity.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Have a great week. It is very confusing, and I want to get, and I will send the text out in just a minute here, the fire union on the show, because I want to know how they interpret this bill. And I think, Alexander, you in the text line, you brought up a great point there. If there is no way to determine how high someone is or if they are high at all, then again, there are issues with this bill. And also, if you are one, just like Jeff and including myself, if you can't understand why somebody would need to use cannabis at all, because when this bill first came forward, of course, I did text Senator Carl Jackson and asked him, you know, what the deal was with it. And he said it was a fire union that came to him. So, you know what? I'm going to get to the root of this. Let's get the fire union on the show. Also, Esther in Baltimore City, she says, anyone who knows English would interpret the bill the way that Glenn did. I'm sorry, but Senator Carl Jackson's interpretation, it sounded ridiculous. And if you had to go back and then talk about the subsection, then that is a problem. Yeah, Esther, I'm right there with you. Because, yeah, on one page it says one thing, on the other page it says something else. Okay, I'm going to move on from this because now I'm getting a headache. And I got to move on. I got to tell you real quick about Governor Westmore down in Virginia. He was down there pushing redistricting. Now, he was unsuccessful here in the state of Maryland. And so I guess he thought, you know what, I'm going to go down and I'm going to influence Virginian voters since I couldn't do it here at home. And so he was stopped by one of those independent reporters who was basically nodding his head thinking, oh, yeah, you're doing a great job, Westmore. He was all on Westmore's team. But I want you to take a listen to what he had to say about redistricting possibly being, brought to fruition in Virginia today. Take a listen.
Standing here in the rain, why is it so important to tell voters to please vote yes?
Because our democracy matters. And our democracy right now is under assault. And we are watching a full assault that is taking place from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, where they're trying to pick and choose which states should do mid-decade redistricting and which one should not, that they're trying to go after the Voting Rights Act, that they're trying to talk about nationalizing elections, that they are literally talking about trying to take the democratic process out of our hands. And this is a time that we are going to say no to them by Virginia voting yes on Tuesday. And so we're out here because our democracy matters, and I will always fight for our democracy.
All right. Whenever you can get a camera and a microphone, Governor Westmore is there. And he is. He's in Virginia. Well, he was yesterday. I do not know if he's there today. I did not take a look at his schedule. But Virginia voters are going to vote on redistricting today. It's on the ballot. And like I said, I didn't see much effort from the RNC. But here's what I'll also say, you know, not to point any fingers. They might be waiting until the aftermath, right? Because, if it passes and, you know, they decide to do redistricting and the gerrymandering that I've saw, and you guys probably saw it too, I think it would take like half of the map that is in a Republican, you know, Republican seats and turn it into Democrat seats. So it goes to like ten to one is what it goes to, right? But it currently is 6-5. And so you're just like, wait a minute, what? I mean, it's a ridiculous map. So possibly the Republican Party possibly could be waiting until this goes to court. And then, of course, you have to spend a ton of money on legal fees. So I would think that that's what they're waiting for. So even though we haven't seen the Republican Party show up, you know, down there in Virginia, do not worry. Do not fret. Okay, they could be waiting for the aftermath on that one. Now, I did see Scott Pressler go down there. I just wanted to point that out because he was down there. I think it was last week I saw he was posting videos from Virginia trying to get the word out to make sure that people vote no. You know, with those ballot questions, it's so difficult. It really is. There are probably so many people in Virginia that don't even realize it's election day, right? So you're looking at a situation where you're going to have low voter turnout. The DNC has had their hands on this. We talked about yesterday how Barack Obama put a video out over the weekend telling Virginians to vote yes on redistricting. And so then you've got Governor Westmore. I think it was Andy Beshear there. They descended on Virginia. But again, the courts will decide at the end of the day. All right. The courts will decide. So we'll wait and see what happens there. I'm sure we'll find out tonight. Also, I wanted to note, Senator John Thune, and I posted a video right before I started the show this morning. He's holding up the Save America Act. Did you guys see this? Anyways, you know, I posted a video asking why. I don't understand the strategy. Right now, we've got a slim majority in both the House and the Senate. And if you are unfamiliar, Save America Act is a voter ID. John Thune is telling people now that he is not going to take it to the floor. He's not going to take it to vote. Now, I understand J.D. Vance just went to Pakistan. Okay? I get that part. But J.D. Vance was home this entire time. He was home yesterday. And if you need J.D. Vance as a tiebreaker vote in the Senate, then you would think that you would take it to the floor when you know J.D. Vance is there. So now he's in Pakistan. He should be arriving there later this evening. I guess it's a very long flight. But Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, I just want to give her her flowers here because she's been on top of this. And I don't understand what Senator John Thune, the Republican, is doing. From my understanding, you know, the little bit that he has said is he has said that he doesn't have the votes. Well, if you don't have the votes, at least go and give it a shot. Right? Because I think John Fetterman, honestly, I think he might actually vote for voter ID. I know he said a couple weeks ago he wouldn't, but why not even just take it to the floor? Take it for a vote. Get everybody on record. I want to see which Republicans dare to vote against voter ID. I want to know. Anyway, so I'm going to be paying attention to that for sure. I don't know what the strategy is from Senator Thune. All I know is if he doesn't get this done, we might be looking for a new Senate leader because he's not the one. He's definitely not the one. All right, we get back. Baltimore City Public Schools CEO looking to upgrade your home, then you got to visit my friends at Town Appliance and Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands from everything like basic to high-end technology, including Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in and see my friends Mayor and Mayor, they make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to find you exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. So you can also take advantage of their flexible financing options and turn those dreams into reality. They're open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills. Check out their website if you'd like. It's townappliance.com for more information.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast, and if you missed it, here is your chance. Join us for the second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Simonium. I'll be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione for a live fireside chat about the big issues in Washington and Annapolis. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited, so get your tickets right now at WCBM.com, and we'll see you at Michael's Cafe.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we were talking a little bit about the redistricting on the ballot there in Virginia. Looks like we have someone that wants to weigh in. As I did mention, though, you know, for me, this whole thing with Senator John Thune, we will take a look at this with the Save America Act. But if he doesn't take this to vote, I would assume they'll be looking to primary him. Let me go to the phone lines here. I got Patty in Harford County. Hey, Patty.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're listening in, I'm sure, with the redistricting vote in Virginia and some of the comments from Westmore.
Yes, I do. I mean, the problem is these Democrats feel like they're above the law. They want to take Republican rights away from us. They want illegals to vote. That was our constitutional right when we turned 18.
Yeah.
You know, and redistricting, they only do it so they can win. And what do they win? They win stripping the people of this country of everything. They don't listen to what the people want or the people need. I'm a senior citizen, and I am so sick of the Democrat Party. I just wish they would just crumble and they'd be there no more, because the Republican Party has common sense. And I'm not saying every one of them do, but most of them do because they listen to the people. And I also have one more thing with the prior talking you had with the marijuana. what else are they going to put out there that they can take and use it? Is it going to go into home health care? Is it going to go into the police department? Because when they smoke marijuana, that's no different than attacking the brain of a drug.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's what, you know what, Patty, first and foremost, thank you for calling in. I think a lot of people feel the same way. But I want to get the fire union in on this, too, because, you know, it is very confusing that the fire union would push for such a thing.
Yeah, they need to.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to get them in ASAP.
If something happens and one of those firefighters are high, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Where they cannot function on their job.
No, I agree with you, Patty. We'll get them in. Hopefully we can get them in by next week. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, have a good week.
You too. You too. Thank you, Patty. Yeah, we got to get them in here. Because, look, I'm not going to put words in their mouth, obviously. But, you know, it was the union that went to the senator. And I want to know, from the horse's mouth, why this was so necessary. I want to know. I do. All right, real quick. Did you guys see the FBI director, Kash Patel, is suing The Atlantic over an article claiming that people cannot find him on the job because of his excessive drinking? All right, well, Newsmax has a story if you want to take a look at it. Of course, lots of people are talking about it. He is suing The Atlantic for $250 million, and he said that it is not true. They actually made the story up. I'm not putting it past them. He is suggesting this now with the defamation case against The Atlantic. He said he believes this is going to be a legal layup, like, you know, the layup in the basketball game, I guess. He's saying that this is an easy dunk, and he cannot believe that The Atlantic actually published such a story, saying, in case you missed it, they basically said that he was drinking and partying so much, there were times where nobody could get a hold of him. And, now look, I've heard stories about Kash Patel before he got in his position. He's a party boy. I don't know if he's still a party boy. I don't know. I have no idea. But maybe that's why The Atlantic ran with the story. Because Kash does have that reputation before being the FBI director. Maybe they thought they could get away with it. We shall see. There'll be lots of discovery, I'm sure, when that comes out. So we'll take a look at it then. But Kash Patel is suing The Atlantic for $250 million. And you know what? I hope he's successful, especially if they got that wrong, because they try to ruin his reputation. All right, coming up next, the Boulder City Schools has a new CEO. We've been talking about this all show. We'll get into it. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Pakistani officials say the U.S. and Iran have signaled they will hold a new round of ceasefire talks. A two-week truce set to expire tomorrow. President Trump threatens more military action if there is no agreement to end the war. However, the president predicts there will be a great deal to end the conflict. Noteworthy changing of the guard at Apple. After 15 years in the job, CEO Tim Cook is retiring. As of September 1st, he succeeded Apple founder Steve Jobs. Consumer spending surged last month, but the Commerce Department says most of the additional spending went to pay for gasoline. A spike in gas prices resulting in a hefty 1.7% gain in spending last month compared to the month before. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 92 points, while the Nasdaq is off 20 and the S&P 19 points in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline. Not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Leody Taveras' 12th inning grand slam last night was the difference as the Birds, down to their final strike in the ninth, pull a rabbit out of the proverbial hat. 7-5 over the Royals, handing Kansas City its eighth straight loss. It was Sam Bisaia that kept the game alive for Baltimore in the ninth with a two-out, two-strike single. But after the game, manager Albernaz praised Bisaia for what he did behind the plate.
I think the biggest thing that stood out to me today was Sammy behind the plate, Bisaia. Like, that was by far his best game behind the plate, just keeping Bradish engaged.
Bradish went 5 1/3, allowed just a single run, but gave up 10 hits, leaving the bases loaded twice in the first three innings.
Bradish has elite stuff, and when you have elite stuff on the mound, you can get away with some stuff.
Game two tonight at 7:40. Shane Boz, 0-2 with a 4.91 ERA, looking for his first Oriole win. With the 14th pick of the NFL draft, the Baltimore Ravens select, well, your guess is as good as mine. But with offensive line and obvious need, the team has been linked to, among others, Spencer Fano, the guard out of Utah, and Vega Ione out of Penn State.
Fano could play really wherever you want to play, right? I mean, he could play tackle, could play guard. He's a good athlete. He's tough. Vega, obviously seen him play a bunch. Physical, tough. Probably a guard is what he probably is. Straight from central casting of what you want your guards to look like. So I think they're both excellent prospects.
Fano was a unanimous All-American and won the Outland Trophy as college football's top O-lineman in 2025. And according to Pro Football Focus, the last time Ione allowed a sack was against Maryland in November of 2023. From there, 31 consecutive games without allowing a sack. Coming up in 30 minutes, the sweet sound of the crack of the bat. And that is done on sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got blue skies and sunshine today with highs ending up close to 60. Mostly cloudy and not quite as cold tonight with lows falling back into the upper 40s. We are tracking some light rain showers for Wednesday morning. After that, much milder with highs near 70. And the spring warm-up will continue through the end of the week. We've got more sunshine on Thursday with highs in the upper 70s, followed by the mid-70s on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a new kind of energy at Starbucks. Try the all-new energy refreshers. Strawberry, acai, mango, dragon fruit, or the all-new mango strawberry. New energy refreshers only at Starbucks.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. A lot going on today.
You like the way that sounds?
Kind of, sort of. Thanks for asking, Jason Aldean. A lot going on. Again, we do appreciate, obviously, some clarification on Senate Bill 439. I do appreciate Glenn Gilhar. I appreciate Senator Carl Jackson calling in. Sounds like he is willing to come into studio and sit down with us to talk about a few different bills, not just that one in particular. I did send a text out to the Baltimore County Fire Union president, and we'll get him on the show here soon. He's going to take a look at his schedule right now and let us know when he could come in and talk about Senate Bill 439. All right. The Baltimore City Schools has a new CEO, and he's got quite the past. What I want to do, if I could, is play you some audio here, and then I want to kind of fill you in on a little bit of what I found out about this new CEO, Dr. Jermaine Dawson. Take a listen.
Inside Baltimore City Schools headquarters, a packed room with several city leaders present.
And as a city schools parent myself, this is very personal for me.
Mayor Brandon Scott even front and center as the city school board unanimously approved a new CEO.
So thank you for entrusting me with your vote today.
Dr. Jermaine Dawson, stepping into one of Maryland's most high-pressure jobs in public education. School leaders saying he stuck out in a nationwide search due to his decades of leadership experience across multiple districts. The most recent, Philadelphia, where he served as the deputy superintendent of academic services for roughly the last 3 years.
In that time, we saw students and teacher attendance rise, graduation rates rise, dropout rates increase, decrease, and student achievement climb in both reading and mathematics.
Before that, Dawson's LinkedIn showing he's earned a master's and doctorate in educational leadership, as well as completing a certification program from Harvard Business School. He began his career as a manager of teacher quality in his hometown of Atlanta, Georgia, later becoming a math teacher, then principal, followed by several short-term stays elsewhere, including 1 year in Houston, Texas, as a superintendent and school support officer, 9 months in Birmingham, Alabama, as the director of schools, nearly 2 years in Jacksonville, Florida, as a regional superintendent, followed by 1 year leading schools across North Florida. He then returned to Atlanta to serve as a zone superintendent for a year before one last stint in Birmingham as a chief academic and accountability officer for 3 years. Today, Dawson addressing the pattern of quick transitions throughout his career.
I've had death in the family that has caused some of that change, one being my mother's passing. When she became ill, I had to move back to be able to support her. But also, it has been because opportunities have come, and most of these have been promotions to greater, even higher positions on my path to becoming the new CEO here.
All right. So Fox 45 has a full report. That wasn't a full report. I wanted to give you just a piece of it there, which is my main concern. Now, there is no doubt that Dr. Jermaine Dawson has quite a story of overcoming many obstacles. And, you know, he could go two ways with this, right? He could be the guy with the chip on his shoulder, like Mayor Brandon Scott, that blames the world for everything and still believes he's oppressed. Or he could be Dr. Ben Carson and, you know, grows with that chip on his shoulder and becomes, you know, an amazing person to do great things. You could go either direction with a chip on your shoulder like this, okay? Now, apparently he was homeless, living on front porches, all kinds of things growing up in Atlanta. And then he overcame so many of those obstacles, did well in school. And so he has this emphasis on how education is the key to success. This is the emphasis I wish that Governor Wes Moore would have. Yet he still does not want to opt into school choice. So I am going to reach out. He's brand new. Possibly he'd come on the show. But I am going to reach out to see if he'll come on and talk about some of these things, including whether or not he supports the charter schools, whether or not he supports school choice. And we'll ask Governor Wes Moore to opt in, how he feels about the Boost program, just in general. I do want to ask him some of these questions. But, you know, along with this, I was looking into, you know, the resume piece of it. Because he has had many short stints in many different school systems. You don't usually see that. And he says that, you know, every time that he was promoted. But if you're not somewhere long enough to make any real change, I can't even imagine that those were promotions. You were only there for just a few months. There's no way anybody would say, oh, wow, he's here for a few months. You know, this is huge. Now, you know, there's no way he would have been able to successfully make those changes. We're not talking about a teacher, you know, there for a school year, and his class ends up graduating at the top of their class and having great test scores. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an administrator. So it doesn't quite make a ton of sense. So then I did a little deep dive, and I looked around. And on YouTube, you can see where Dr. Jermaine Dawson has been interviewing for different school systems. And I stumbled upon this one interview where he's speaking in St. Louis, in Missouri. And in this interview, because it's all there, by the way, because they film it all. It's in front of the board. He has to answer questions from the board. There are times when the public is able to ask questions, not always. But it's all there on YouTube. If you want to check it out, just type in Dr. Jermaine Dawson, okay? So in the St. Louis, Missouri interview process, he went into detail on how he believed that he was the perfect fit for that school system. And he wanted more than anything to be there in St. Louis. Well, he didn't get the job. And like anybody else, he would go looking for another job. Well, he did. But it wasn't that he interviewed here next. He interviewed in Tennessee, in Hamilton County. That interview process was also on YouTube. So I watched that one as well. So my thing is, you know, is he really passionate about the students? And does he really just need a job? I don't know. And I can't look at his resume and say he's been in a position long enough to show that kind of passion. So that's my only concern, okay? Now, we go to the poll question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and we'll see where you guys are. Poll question is, are you optimistic about the new Baltimore City Public Schools superintendent? Yes, no, or he can't do any worse. Let's go ahead and take a, let's go ahead and take a look at the results here. 73% of you say no, you are not optimistic. 22% say he can't do any worse, and 5% of you say, yes, I am optimistic. Well, I was the one where I said he can't do any worse, okay? He can't do any worse. Sonia Santelisa, she was there at the press conference, by the way, yesterday. I still don't understand how she kept the job as long as she has. And we know that she was making close to $400,000 a year, I think, is where she started. And now, yeah, now she's above that. And the results from Baltimore City School System, Chris Pass talked about it all the time. You can read his book, Baltimore Failure Factory. And the results have been going down the toilet, you know, since she's been in town. Okay? I did note the one time where you saw any SAT scores go up just a little bit, it was during the COVID pandemic. It was in 2020. And you know what I think? Because there was a jump. It was a major jump. I think you had a lot of students just not take the test. That's what I think. I think it was during the pandemic, and I think you had a lot of people not take the test. Because if you go to 2021's SAT score results across Baltimore City, it dips right back down to where it was on an average. And so those numbers, really, to me, are fudged due to the pandemic and the fact that you didn't have kids in schools. She was long overdue for a removal, and I do think that Dr. Dawson cannot do any worse. Now, he did say that he's going to take time to really take a look at what we've been doing here in Baltimore. I guess I could, Dr. Dawson, if you're listening or somebody in the school system, I could tell you they haven't been doing anything. You're starting over from scratch. There's nothing to start from. I did also look at the Philadelphia school system to take a look at their test scores. Believe it or not, their test scores and their students are failing just like Baltimore City students. I would say that they're just a tiny bit better, just a little bit, like a smidgen, just a little bit better than our kids here. And the scores are a little bit better, I think, when you see some of the high school scores. So, like I said, my vote was he can't do any worse. Now, will he stay an entire 10 years? There's nothing about this guy that makes me think that he's going to stay more than 2 years. And that's just looking at his work, you know, in his occupation history. I don't think he's going to be here. And so what I believe is if he doesn't stay and he doesn't really implement a strategy that works, unfortunately, the kids continue to fail. And the kids are the ones that are harmed throughout the entire process. I will also say, and I have to note this just because it just bothers me so much, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott showed up to this press conference looking like a complete crackhead struggling with addiction. I don't know what this look is that he's going for. If you are not embarrassed by now, sir, I don't know what it will do. I don't know what it will do. He's doing this thing now, Brian, the producer, where he doesn't comb his hair at all. Why? I don't know. But it is the worst look I've ever seen in my life on a grown man. He has half a suit on. He wears sneakers always. God forbid he gets some dress shoes. It kills me. It kills me. And then he shows up in front of students as if this is what they should look at and say, oh, wow, this could be my mentor. Whew, I think he would get kicked out of a Big Brother program if he was in it. If he was in it, he would get kicked out. He's a terrible representation of Baltimore City. Oh, gosh. And Sonia Santelisa, you know, she was making a ton of money. And if you look at her picture from when she started out in this job to now, she, you know, did not miss a meal, doubled in size. Looks like she, you know, she waddled over to the podium. It's like they don't even care. This is not real life for them. And then you know what else? I will say it because people won't say it, but I will say it. I think that they like Dr. Dawson because he's black. That's what I think. If you look at his resume, there's nothing there that will say that he's going to take Baltimore City to new heights. I even looked at the budget for Philadelphia schools. They ended up having to close 20 schools last year in Philadelphia because they didn't budget correctly. He was there. Dr. Dawson was there through that as a deputy superintendent. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So they're all applauding behind him, right? He's giving this little speech. They're all applauding behind him. And I think it's because he's black. And I think he probably did want to go and work in Missouri. I think he did want to work in Tennessee. I think he did want to go back to Birmingham. But here he is now in Baltimore because that's where he could get a job. That's what I think. There's my opinion on it. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that he stays more than, 2 years. I hope that he, implements great strategy. And I hope that he puts education first. Because I will say, Dr. Dawson will be the first person to do that since Dr. Thornton and Dr. Ted Thompson back in 2014. And you know what? They got rid of them as fast as they could because they did put education first. They did try to implement strategies because I was there with my nonprofit. They did try to implement strategies to get kids to score higher on SATs and the MAP test. And what did they do? They kicked them right out and brought in Sonia Santelices. So, we'll see what happens, but I will not hold my breath. That is for sure. Also, I did want to mention, we didn't really talk about it today, but, the Trump administration's got some apologizing to do. Apparently, the Supreme Court did rule that the tariffs were illegal. And so now they are issuing what I believe is a refund, but to the wrong individuals. They're issuing the refund, supposedly to businesses, which, were hurt. But let's be honest, they usually pass that down to the consumer. So if you want to take a listen, Brett Baer at Fox News talked about the Supreme Court ruling.
The Trump administration is scheduled to implement a refund system for businesses that paid tariffs, which the U.S. Supreme Court ruled were illegal. Refunds total roughly $166 billion. U.S. and Customs Border Protection says importers and their brokers were eligible to begin claiming refunds through an online portal this morning.
And of course, Senator Angela Alsobrooks posted that online portal. And she said, I will guide you through it. I cannot believe the Trump administration did this. So she looks at this as a win for the Democrat Party. And you know what? Possibly it will get some voters to turn away from President Trump in the long run. I know that we've had detractors that called the show in the past. And they said, Kim, that they would believe that that is illegal. And of course, I wanted to just tell you, the Supreme Court ruled in your favor. And they said that it is illegal. Now, will anybody be fired over at the Trump administration? I don't know. I actually can't tell. I don't know if it's Stephen Miller. I can't tell who thought that this was such a bright idea. I don't know. But we'll see if any heads will roll. Speaking of which, the Labor Secretary has resigned. Lori Chavez de Remer. She apparently, as the Atlantic said about Cash, that apparently isn't true, according to Cash, she's more of a party girl. There are reports that she was taking people out and they were partying it up, going to some clubs after work. And I don't know who would complain about that. Would you complain about your boss, Brian, the producer, if he said, you know what, Brian, you've been working a little too hard. Let me take you to the club. Let me just blow off some steam. Would that bother you? Okay, well, our boss would never do that. But would it bother you? Would you then call and be a whistleblower? I don't think it would bother me. I would just say, hey, guys, have fun. I just wouldn't go. Well, anyways, the labor secretary, she has resigned. So there's another position there that is open that will need to be filled. You know what? We haven't filled Pam Bondi's position yet either, have we? Because we were trying to take a vote here who's going to be the next attorney general. Right now, they moved the deputy up for the interim. But Trump has not announced who he wants to have there in that AG position. So we'll continue to wait and see. Also, a heartbreaking story I wanted to tell you before we go to break here. A heartbreaking story. A little girl is no longer with us due to a mechanical failure in the Hyundai Palisades SUV. Did you guys see that? Oh, my gosh. Such a heartbreaking story. The sweet little girl. Unfortunately, I don't know if you guys saw, but the Palisades SUV, and I don't know why they're finally recalling this. I don't know why they did this in the first place. But the back, there's three rows of seats in this car. The very back row of the seats, it does this thing where it actually folds up on its own. You just click the button, and it folds up. Well, unfortunately, that happened, and the young girl's name, Lucia Alaya, died by mechanical asphyxiation after a button to lay down the back seat was accidentally pressed, trapping her underneath it. Now, the Akron, Ohio, the police lieutenant says it's one of those things where it's really a freak accident, where however the button was pressed, it went down, essentially crushed a child, and unfortunately it could not be stopped even though it hit the child. The Hyundai has said it is now recalling 70,000 vehicles and stopped production of the certain trim levels of the Palisade due to the safety concerns over an issue with the second and third row power seats. Because it is dangerous. So they actually did on NBC, they actually showed a pack of water, you know, like one of those 24-pack of bottle of waters. They put that on the seat. You know how heavy that is. They put it on the seat, and then they pressed that button, and it crushed that pack of bottle waters. It couldn't even detect the waters there. Absolutely horrific. Absolutely horrific. So if you have the Hyundai Palisade SUV, just look for the recall notice, okay? Because apparently that back seat is very, very dangerous. All right, we get back a couple other things to go over. But I did want to recommend to you my friends over at AES Builders and Home Improvement, because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steve are the owners, who I absolutely love, by the way. Now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad's, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and so do I. Now, the AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400, or you can visit aeshome.us.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at lorienassistedliving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, 250 years ago, Virginia told King George to stick it for taxation without representation. Abigail Scamburglar and the Democrats want to do the same thing King George did. Vote no on the Democrat power grab. We'll keep you up to date noon to 3 on WCBM.
All right, so a lot going on in today's show, right? The confusion with Senate Bill 439. Good news on that one. The Baltimore County Fire Union President, excuse me, he'll be joining us on the show tomorrow, along with, because I've already had them booked, Del Gagnino Mangione, of course. He'll be on the show tomorrow at 11:35 a.m. And then also Doug and LaToya Cagola with her session wrap-up at 10 o'clock. So we'll have the Fire Union President also on the show. He's just trying to figure out whether he can call in or be in studio. But we will talk to Union President Redmer tomorrow. And we will get to the bottom of Senate Bill 439 and how they interpret it, and why they felt that bill was necessary to take to legislators. So we'll get that all cleared up tomorrow morning. So I'm excited about that. Speaking of clearing something up, I did want to just mention to you, in case you missed it, Maryland is suing D.C. Water over multi-million gallon Potomac River sewage leak. Yes, you might have seen this already. The D.C. Water is facing a lawsuit from Maryland leaders after one of the agency's aging sewer lines broke earlier this year and sent millions of gallons of contaminated water into the Potomac River. Now, in a lawsuit filed by the AG Anthony Brown and the Maryland Department of Environment, leaders argued the water management firm failed to keep up with repairs on the over 50-year-old, 54-mile-long Potomac Interceptor, which led to the break in Montgomery County near the Cielo National Historical Park. Now, the complaint was filed in Montgomery County Circuit Court. Leaders said DC Water should pay up to $10,000 for every day of the leak, pay for the testing and cleanup costs, and cover the damages to state natural resources. Now, DC Water said it's reviewing the lawsuit, but restated plans to work with leaders to make necessary repairs. Now, I also have to note to you, interesting enough, DC is now facing water lows, a shortage due to the spill. That story is in the Maryland Matters. If you go to MarylandMatters.org, it's on their website. They talk about the low water there now. Here's what I will also say. It looks like those in D.C. believe that they are not, you know, completely responsible for what happened there. And a lot of people do wonder whether or not, you know, we do have a case. Now, I would think AG Anthony Brown has people there that truly took a look at it and tried to figure out whether or not they could firmly blame D.C. for this. The only thing is, here's the catch. Here's the catch. The reason why they didn't do some of this maintenance, do you know why? Can you take a guess? An educated guess. The reason they didn't do some of the maintenance is because environmentalists said that some of that maintenance goes against the environment. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So, environmentalists could be to blame for not doing the maintenance on this 50-year-old system that is 54 miles long. I assume that's going to come up in court. So, we shall wait and see. And I would think if DC is able to wiggle out of this $10,000 for every day that the spill went on, it is because they can point to the environmentalists and the lobby groups saying, look, that's why we didn't do it, because of those guys. So I'll keep my eye on that. Again, tomorrow, Delegate Nino Mangione, Delegate Latoya Cogolo with her session wrap-up. And then also we'll speak to the Baltimore County Fire Union president, specifically about Senate Bill 439. We're going to get to the bottom of that. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. All of you, I will talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
This is the right choice for Maryland.